Okay, so we're doing Shabbos Chaf Beis Amar Aleph in Yonei Chanukah. Madlikim in El Ner. Ein Madlikim in El Ner. Madlikim in El Ner. Okay, go ahead. Why did he say Lo Satzisu Lei? It's a funny expression, right? Don't listen to him. The Talmud of Rav is because Makrish Mitzvah. He should have said, what's the emphasis here? Lo Satzisu Lei. What?
Maybe because of
Nakamina. But what's the Beasley mitzvahs, at least you have a way of understanding it, right? That you say, because you're using the Nair, which is Kodesh, as a vehicle of Chol. So that's a Bezoyan, right? But what's the Akhushe mitzvah? What's the concept of the Akhushe mitzvah? What kind of an issue is that? And according to this chat, Rav holds that it's a Kushi mitzvah, and Shmuel holds, Rav holds a Kushi mitzvah, and Shmuel holds it's not a Kushi mitzvah. Right? Why? Why does Shmuel hold it's not a Kushi mitzvah? So Rashi says on Amud Beis, the Shari Shmuel, the Lo Chayish La Kushi. It's not Chayish La Kushi. Fourth line. Lo Chayish La Kushi. So what does it mean if you're chayish? So it's a funny kind of a thing. I mean, it's a thing where you're chayish for, you're not chayish for. I mean, what's the whole machlekes here? And what is a kushim mitzvah? Now you're right. Shmuel holds that it's mutter, even though it's bizu mitzvah. He holds it's not bizu mitzvah. Why? Because he holds it's a tzorach mitzvah. So it's true that in the intermediary stage, I light up a davar chol, but it's only being done letzarach mitzvah. So it's not bezoyin. Now, what does Rav maintain? So Rav maintains you measure bizui mitzvah in terms of the maisa mitzvah. In terms of the maisa bizui. The maisa bizui. So in the maisa, it's a bizui. And Shmuel holds that bizui you have to measure in terms of the frame of the objective. That's machlekes. Whether bizui mitzvah is measured in terms of maisa, or bizui mitzvah is measured in terms of the overall picture. So if it's letzorach, so it's true in this maisa was a bizui, but there's an overall picture of a tzorach, so the tzorach renders it not bizui. But according to Rav, isn't interpretable. It's not an interpretation. It's measured by the Maisa. In this Maisa, you mishtamesh with a Dover Kodesh, letzorach Dover Chol. So it's a Bizui. The Maisa renders it a Bizui. That's the Machlekes. Okay? All right. So that Machlekes is good. Now back to the question of what's a Kushi Mitzvah. And, yeah, that's true. That's true. He's right. David's right. Rashi goes out of his way. Minir l'ner the Chanukah. Kedemfarish Tana L'Kamei. What's the institution of Akhushim Mitzvah? And what's the Machlekes there?
Well,
problem of Akhushim. What is Akhushim? So the big question is, where does it come from? I mean, Shmuel's not Chayesh or Akhushim. So where does it come from? You know what I mean? Like, what is the source? So I was thinking that the source is Zekei Levan Ve'el. Zekei Levan Ve'el is a chiyuv on Hidur Mitzvah, and he doing the opposite. That's why Merzi is the factor, because the Anveu is Noah. So Noah is by the observer. So the Mandamal Rav says that just like there's a chiyuv, there's a positive chiyuv of Zekei Levan Ve'el to have Hidur Mitzvah, there's an issa to be Makhash Mitzvah. Okay, there's an issa to be makhash mitzvah. What is makhash mitzvah? It means you make the mitzvah look inferior. So Rashi says that when you light from a candle, it looks like you're drawing from the candle. So it gives the appearance that the candle is losing something. So because you're taking away from it, so it gives the appearance of akushi. So the appearance of a kushi is an isser of Hidur Mitzvah.
It's like disregarding them.
So that's what Rav maintains. Just like there's a positive institution of Hidur Mitzvah, so there's an isser also of a kushi mitzvah. Of a kushi mitzvah. Means when you light something from a nair, you're giving the appearance that you're drawing from the source of the flame. You're drawing from it. So it gives the appearance that, it's suffering a diminution in some way. Have a worse, doesn't matter. Have a worse, doesn't matter. And what does Shmuel hold? That's Rav. Zekir Mavel. So Shmuel says, Rashi, all Rashi says that enlightens us about Shmuel is that lo chayesh. What do you mean lo chayesh la kushi? What kind of expression? I don't even know lo chayesh. Yeah, why does it say lo satsisulei? Why does it say lo satsisulei? So, of course, there's halachic ramifications, but that's true. But that's all the time. I mean, but lo satsisulei is, to me, it seems it's a theoretical statement also. Because if it's bizui mitzvah, so then the process is extraneous to the mitzvah. He's saying the reason why it's aser is because I'm using the mitzvah as a vehicle of a davar chol. Okay? But it's not the guf ha-mitzvah that's the problem. It's the fact that I'm subordinating the mitzvah. But he says Rav holds more than that. You don't have to come on to bizui mitzvah. He holds the chefetz shel mitzvah itself you're harming. He said bizui is extraneous. Well, since it serves as a vehicle for something else, as a bizui, it casts a bad impression on the mitzvah, a bad value to the mitzvah. He says, no, it's the guf ha-mitzvah itself that's the problem. Well, so tzitzule, don't listen to him that is because of a secondary problem, but it's the guf ha-chefetz shel mitzvah that's the problem. Because we makish guf ha-mitzvah, it's worse. Yeah. What is the svara of Shmuel? So I think it sounds like this. Ze keli van veyu is a halacha in the chefetz shel mitzvah. But it's really a halacha in the gavra. Ze keli van veyu. It's a kiyum in the gavra. It's not just a halacha that has to do with the structural components of a mitzvah. It's a snoa lefon of the mitzvahs. So it means that it really is not the mitzvah that you're embellishing, but you're embellishing the person's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no lafon of a mitzvah. So therefore, Rav maintains that it doesn't make any difference whether it's you're adding or whether you're being makhash a mitzvah will be megareya in your relationship to the Borei Olam. But Shmuel's lachayish. So that he's not chayish, that indicates that the gavra is any less klape mitzvah and klape shmaya. Do you know what I mean? Because, in other words, like this, like it's not a form of mitzvah, so the person adds to the mitzvah, that definitely affects the individual. That definitely is a kim in the gavra. But here he's doing it for a purpose. The fact, the akushe mitzvah is not an expression of destroying a mitzvah where it's going to be megareya in the gavra. It's not going to affect the gavra at all. And hidur mitzvah has to affect the gavra. That's what it means lochayish. That's the machlekes. If it doesn't have any effect on the gavra, it can't be part of hidur mitzvah. So Rav maintains, not because question of hidur mitzvah is a positive thing or negative thing. That's not an issue. He would also agree it would be negative. If he would hold that it would mean that doing that has a negative effect on the gavra towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no lafonov. He's lochayish. It's not going to have any effect on him. You see, that's the machlekes.
Whether it does, whether it doesn't.
Maintains that the person has to sustain the mitzvah in its best form. And if you makfish the mitzvah, it has a negative effect on his relationship to mitzvahs and his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shmuel maintains no. The positive is no, if one of the mitzvahs definitely affects him. But a klushi mitzvah, it's not all vaito. I mean, it doesn't affect him in a negative way. Yes. When Rashi says v'yafa gavdol mitzvah kaboy, so what he means is that he simply has nothing to do with explaining the pshat in the Gemara. It has to do with the kasha that he honestly bothers him. How could you understand the Mishnah to mean that it's like a kinsa and it's asik for a bizu mitzvah, but over here it's one chefta, it's the same chefta, so it shouldn't even be bizu mitzvah. So he says no. He says, Lekinsa Damya. Why? Because Tahanach Dinrin the Chulin Lav Gufayom Mitzvah. Because right now they're Chulin. So the fact that it's the same substance that's going to contain the element of Meiser and Kedusha is viewed like two separate substances. And that's why it's like insulin. That's a Russian. It's a different identity. That's right. The chulin is different. It's like a different chefza completely. So using one chefza of chulin for a different chefza of Meiser Sheni, which has a completely different identity, and that's why it's a Bizu Mitzvah, and that's why it's kinsum. That's Rashi. Rashi's just explaining. Rashi has an open mind, and he's explaining what's the problem in the Mishnah, understanding it. He's not explaining the pshat. Okay? That's because Rashi's an honest investigator, and the question occurred to him. That if it has a different, you see from the Gemara, if it has a different chalei shem, like chulin and ma'aser sheni, it's a different substance. It's exactly like kinsah. Okay. So the question is, k'midas chaver aseh, we're doing the ner maravi. Chatzi luk shiru bo b'lele t'kufas teves ha'gdolim. Winter nights are long. V'm yidlak b'yom b'lelos ha'ktzorim yidlak. And if it goes over in the summertime in the short nights, so fine. Avopach is low, so more is okay because going over is no problem. But less is no good because shelo yirbe b'teves b'lelos. Because in the wintertime, it'll go out in the middle of the night. Batorah omar me'er of ad-boker. The only question is, so why don't you adjust it?
More efficient.
It's more efficient. Don't waste the oil. That in the summertime, you have less. And in the wintertime, use more. Okay. Different. I say the thing that you see from this Rashi is that shear is a component of the mitzvah. Shear is not simply something that's needed in order to satisfy a result, but it's a component of the mitzvah itself. So that's why you have to have the same amount. Okay, but how do they know that over here you need this component? Sometimes you have a component. Lam shen lam shear. That I don't know. But over here, shear is a component. Component of the mitzvah. Sometimes there's no shear. But if you have a shear, the shear is a component.
Is the shear in the chetzah or is the shear in these
manas? The Gemara apparently knows that there's a lach of shear here. And once there's a lach of shear, it's a component of the mitzvah. If it's a component of the mitzvah, so it has to be a uniform shear. Uniform entity. So maybe the maximum is going to overrun the time of the night. Okay. In other words, this Rashi really saying there's no such thing as an Ermah Ravi. There's no, it's against the Rashi in Menaches. Rashi in Menaches says there's an Ermah Ravi. That's the westernmost. That's, there's a Chalashim in Ermah Ravi. But this Rashi holds there's no Chalashim in Ermah Ravi. So how does it work? So you have to light from one that's what? That's Lefnei Hashem. You have to light from one that's Lefnei Hashem. So they're all Lefnei Hashem after the first one. That's what Rashi's saying. So that's why being Navin Olamitzvus. So Ne'emar Ravi means that it must have something east of it. That's what Maravi means. It must have something east of it. Because the first one can't be Lefnei Hashem. Apparently the reason is because what? Because what?
Nothing is east of that.
Rashi in Menachas and Tzadik Chesan Beis says like this. Yechsiv Yarchos Aaron Lefnei Hashem D'mashma Osu Lefnei Hashem V'inach Lefnei Hashem Almo Chadu D'avi Klapi Mayra L'tzad Beis Kotche HaKadoshim. So there, the shame there, Maravi, really gives the kedusha, because it's b'marav. It's close to kachay kedushim. Okay, that's the Lefnei Hashem. That's the kind. That's the Lefnei Hashem. Alma mizrach umarav munachan, va'chitzon shel tzad marav kori le'ner maravi. Okay, The e bitzafon ishtakach tekulu pi apsilus shavos lamarov. Okay. But anyways, according to Rashi, so what's the Shem, according to Rashi Menachas, is the way everybody understands it. Nemarov is a chav Hashem. And what's the Kedusha? The Kedusha is the Kedusha partakes of Kedusha's Kodesh HaKadosh. Kedusha's Kodesh HaKadosh. But according to Rashi over here, there's no real Shem Nemarov. It's just a term that means that there is a Ner Chutzalah. Apparently it means that Kedusha can't be Begoli. There must be something in front of it. If it's Begoli, there can't be any Kedusha. Because that's what Rashi says. There must be something, there must be so like Kedusha's Mechitzos. See, Mechitzos create Kedusha. Kedusha is always Kibbanon Erol HaKaparas. So if it's Begoli, it lacks in Kedusha. So there must be in there Chutzalah. In order to, that this one should not be Begoli. So when you walk in, you don't see it right away. So the Ner Chutzalah allows it to have Kedusha. So there's a machlekes, and a machlekes between the Rashi over there and the Rashi over there. What is the Kedusha? Is the Kedusha Skotche Kedushim? Or it's simply the Kedusha of the Ner itself? Ner is himself. The only thing is that the Ner can't have Kedusha if it doesn't have anything Chutzalah. Because then it's only Begoli. It's only Begoli that can't have Kedusha. What? That's Kibana Nerah Lakaparas. That the can't be seen. It's always Kedusha is always hidden, because the idea is that the Kedusha really is the ultimate knowledge, and that's something which man can never really attain. So it's always obscure. It's always obscure. So you need something to obscure it in order to have Kedusha. So halacha, there's no halacha of the ner maravi according to Rashi and Shabbos. It's just any ner that has kedusha, and it's called maravi to signify that there is something east of it.
Right.
That's machlokes. According to Rashi, there's no special chalei shame of a ner tamid, in terms of you make it the ner tamid. Because it could have been any one of the neros that have kedusha, but one ner in the menorah has to have the concept of tamid. So what does that mean? It means you must choose one, and constantly use that one. So then that's the one that's tamid. What? And Im Avinu Mitzvah told you that it has to be the second one. That's why you choose it. Right. That's why you choose it that way. But there's nothing special about that second ner. It's a lach in the whole menorah, that the menorah must have one ner that has the concept of tamid. What's the concept of tamid? You always light from it. You always light from it. That's the concept of tamid. It has a quality of tamid. What's the quality? You always light from this ner. That's the quality of tamid. Okay. According to Rashi and Menachas, it's not a halacha simply in the menorah. It's identifying a special ner, that this ner is different. That this ner is the one that you madlik from. It's a different concept. One is in Rashi and Shabbos, is Allah in the whole menorah. They must establish a ner which has the quality of tamid. And according to Rashi and Menachos, it's a different idea. It means that there is a ner that's unique and that has special characteristics that you madlik mimena. So this ner is different than the other neros. According to the Rashi and Shabbos, the ner is no different than the other ner. But there must be a quality in the menorah of tamid. So you must choose one ner which you always madlik from. It's Allah and Adlaka. It's Allah and Adlaka. I mean, that's really better. That's why I think Rashi Shabbos learns this way. Because the plain shall be learned the other way. Ne'emarav is special now. Rashi and Shabbos doesn't want, the advantage of Rashi and Shabbos' pshat is he doesn't want to differentiate in the menorah between neros and say that there's one ner is superior to the other neros. Why? So then he has to come with the Dev Kedusha because it's the closest to Kachi Kedusha. I mean, alright, but basically he's differentiating in the Nera. So here you don't have to differentiate. It's Allah in the whole menorah. It's Allah in the whole menorah. Makes more sense that way. It's Allah in the menorah. There must be a concept of a Nera Tamid. So anyone could be a Nera Tamid. But there's nothing special about it. Nothing special about the Nera. No Chal Hashem Nera Ravi. Yes. Question is that Rashi says that the Psukim really, you derive from the Psukim that you're mate of five and then you're mate of two. From the Gemara in Yuma. So he says, but the pasuk speaking, the pasuk's not speaking in the case of an ace, because lo samach mikra nisa. Okay, but the question is, if that's the tzuras a mitzvah to be mativ 5 and then to be mativ 2, how could an ace be mevatel the mitzvah? The mitzvah was 2. 5 and 2. That's the mitzvah. It's derived from psukim. How can an ace come along with mevatel the mitzvah? In other words, atavas aneros is tikkun haminorah. Okay, it's tikkun haminorah. So the tikkun haminorah is broken up into 5 and 2. Okay, so but with the ner ma'arovi is the whole kiyum of the menorah, because that's the whole menorah is the only for the ner ma'arovi for the nes, because edus. So the ner ma'arovi when it's lit, the menorah is certainly b'tikuna. So the halacha of the hatava is that the menorah should be b'tikuna before you do the k'taras. It's broken up into 5 and 2, but the ner ma'arovi is the whole kiyum of the menorah. There wouldn't be any menorah without the menorah maravi. So when the menorah maravi is burning, you can't say the menorah is not b'tikuna, and you have to put it out. Okay, hatavas aneros is halacha, and the menorah should be b'tikuna. Okay, so if the menorah maravi is doluk, the menorah is in its ultimate kiyum, state of kiyum. Okay, so it's certainly good. Okay. Let's look at it. There's two ways to learn. In other words, one way to learn is that a ner must be mudlak from a ner. And then there's an additional feature that it must be mudlak from the ner maravi. Okay? That the other ner must be mudlakim from the ner maravi. So if that's the case, that's Taisvis and Shabbos. That if the psila functions, how could the psila function to be mudlak the ner maravi? If the ner maravi is a ner also, it must be mudlak from a ner. So it doesn't have to be mudlak from the ner maravi, but it must be mudlak from a ner. And the other neros must be mudlak from the ner maravi. But the fact that it's mudlak from a ner maravi is two things. It's mudlak from a ner, and plus the feature of maravi. Okay, so then Taisvus can't understand Rashi. How could you, if you could be mudlak, if you could be mudlak from the psila? So that means that the psila is kosher to be madlik and eris, to be madlik all the eris from the psila.
Right.
What kind of
question is that? What additional feature?
He says, no, that's why he says, Aliyev Shalasis can. He says, if you're going to, because Manashach, he says, the answer is you can't do it. So you can't do it. You can't do it for the Nemarov either. If it's considered a source for Adlaka, be another source for Adlaka besides Neros. So then, because you see, it could be Malik the Ner Maravi, so it could be Malik all. Elamai can't be Malik all, because it doesn't qualify, because it's not an heir. So, why does it qualify for the Ner Maravi? Shouldn't qualify for the Ner Maravi itself. Yeah. So, Taisus Kashi is basically that if it's kosher for the Ner Maravi, so why isn't it kosher for the other Neros? Why isn't it kosher for the other Neros? That's Taisus Kashi. In other words, the Taisus asking is like this, that if it's not in there, you can't be madlik from it. Because then you have to madlik from the Mizbeach. Elamai Rashi, for some reason, holds it as in there, so then it's Nemaravi. So you can be madlik the other ones from Nemaravi also. If it's in there, it has to be Nemaravi, as the Taisus saying. Okay, good.
Retains
its old status. Retains its old status. So if it retains its old status, so then you can madlik the shor also. Oh, that's good. Okay, good. All right. In Taisus premise is going to be madlik from a ner, either ner or mizbeach. So it's more like we said before. You can madlik from ner or from mizbeach. So if you madlik from this, it has to have a shem ner. But you're right. Once it has a shem ner, it has to have a shem ner maravi. If it has a shem ner maravi, you can madlik all of them from there. That's discussion. That's so Taisus over here argues that if it's a shem manushach, if it's a not a ner, so you can't be madlik from it. You have to be madlik from the mizbeach. Elamite's a ner, so it's a ner maravi. So it's a ner maravi, you should be able to light all of them. So, but Taisus over there, Menachas, says no, because you have the gzeres hakasuv of lalos ner tamid, that you must have one ner kavua that from menoya madlik. So he holds that the din of ner maravi is a din in one of the neros in the ner itself, as it's kavua. That this is a ner hamadlik. So it must be when it's kavua in the menorah, It has a shem of a madlik. So it's not halacha just your life from an emaravi. Halacha is that in the menorah itself, there's a special designation of kedusha that this is the ner hamadlik. So that won't work if you madlik from the psula. That's the two ways. In other words, Taisov here is saying that once it has a shem ner maravi, so you can madlik from this ner. And Taisov there is saying that no, it's true. It's true. You can be madlik from it. But as a shame there, Maravi, you can be madlik from it, but you can't do it because of the fact that the shem there, Maravi, is not just Allah Yafi madlik from the Ner Maravi. But in the Kfiyas HaMenorah, there must be one there that has a shame madlik. And that's its Kedusha. So if that's the case, so it must be when it's Kavu in the Menorah, it has that shame. Not outside the Menorah. So the Nemaravi could light from the Psilokos, you're lighting from the Nemaravi. But then there's a loch of Kedushas Kvias Nair in the Gufashal Nair, that the Nair has a shame of a Madlik. So therefore, you can only be Madlik the Nemaravi, and from that, you Madlik the Shar. That's the two ways.
And the fact
all
that
right, it's good. So those are the two tastes. The taste over here in Shabbos holds, and he remains with a Kasha. So he holds that in Manashach, if the psula is nothing, so then you can't be madlik the Ner Maravi from it, because you have madlik from either from the Mizbeach or from a Ner. Elamai, it's a Ner, so it has a Shem Ner Maravi. So it has Shem Ner Maravi, so you can madlik all of them. So Taisha's answer is over there, it's true in terms of being madlik from the Ner Maravi, that would be fine. But the halacha of the Ner Maravi is halacha in the Kedushas Aner as it's when it's Kavua in the menorah. That it's kavua as a chefza, that's a madlik. So therefore, if you madlik from the psila, you have no ner that's kavua, that's a madlik. So the psila is kasher because it's in the ner maravi, it's kasher and madlik this one ner. And then this one ner is endowed with a special significance, a special chaloshim that it's a madlik. Okay. So since it was a ner maravi and now you took it out, the psila, and the psula is the substance of the nair. So the psula and the shall have it. So it still retains its shame as a nair. As a nair maravi. That's the way he's learning. According to Taisvis, there's only one problem. So Taisvis eight says that when the nair maravi is the leka, so you modlik the shor. So that then you mekayim modlik from the nair maravi. And then what do? And then you do dishun on the nair maravi. And then you madlik the new Ner Maravi from another Ner. So I assume from the Ner that's next to it.
Right.
So come out that you have two Neres to the Kfuim Fad Loka. One next to it also.
Right, that's right.
So then you need another Ner HaMadlik.
Right.
You're always going to need, I mean, it's strange, you're going to need another Ner HaMadlik. I mean, it is strange. You're gonna have another Ner HaMadlik. You need two Ner HaMadlikim. You're gonna need another Ner HaMadlik. So it comes out that you, besides the Ner HaMadlik being Kavur LaHadlik, you still need another Ner HaMadlik.
Yeah, and the menorah.
What?
And that Ner HaMadlik is in the menorah.
It's in the menorah. So what do you say? You keep moving around, so it shouldn't be Kavur.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's a strange
it's
kind of thing.
Still
detracts, yeah. According to Maskana Sagamara, that it's Psulas Aruchos, you're going to have another Ner Kavua that you always model it from. The one next to it. Right? I mean, according to Gemara's final shot. What? In other words, it's not a locha that must be mudluk from the Ner Maravi, it's a locha of a cycle. According to Taisvis, it's a cycle. So a cycle, so that's why you don't say that the one that's Madlik the Nemaravi is kavur to be Madlik the Nemaravi. Because it's a cycle. Boya Maschil or Boya Masayim. So Maschil and Masayim means it's a cycle. Okay, that's Taisha Shit. So what's Rashi? What's Rashi? How does Rashi learn? In Rashi, I wanted to answer this question, Rashi. That Rashi says that you take the what do you call it? You take the psula.
Right.
You see? So the question is, it a Chalashem Ner? So it's a Ner Maravi. Right. So see, Rashi doesn't hold really it's a Chalashem Ner. Rashi doesn't hold it's a Chalashem Ner. But Rashi holds that it has a Chalashem that the Ner Maravi was not, that it was not Nerba. That it wasn't Kavoy. That's the shame it has. So that's why it can't be modeled from it to the other ones. It's not that it has a chalashim ner maravi, because if it has a chalashim ner maravi, you can modeled from that, like Tesis Kash is. But according to Rashi, the fact that you take out the psula and you model it from the psula to the new one, it means it has a shame that a shame ain't a kavoy. That's the shame it has, according to Rashi. So if it's ain't a kavoy, so then it's according to Rashi, that's really the nace. That the Ner Maravi is in a kavui. It never has a shame kavui. That's why it has to be mother from the psula.
Which tells us it will be kavui.
Yeah.
The pshat is that the what Rashi Menachas is saying is that the Ner Maravi is a simon for the Shechina, like the Gemara says over here. That what does that do with the Eidus? But what it has to do with it, my Eidus, I'm a Zuner Maravi, she knows some Bashim and Kamis Chavera Seho, but then all your Malagabai and Messiah. So it was a nice to show that. One second. What I want to say is that the Ner Maravi. Proof that the Shechina Shar B'Yisrael, right? I the whole body of the Shechina Shar B'Yisrael. But really, the Ashura Shechina emanates from the Kachi Ekadashim. That's where the Ashura Shechina is. So that's why it's the Ner that is Litzad Kachi Ekadashim. But it's not simply that there's a magical, nair that stays lit for 24 hours. That's not really that's like a stamen ace. It has no shachas to anything. But this is that the Shechina Shora in Kachi Kadashim. That's the source of the Shechina. That's the source of the Shechina. The Aron is, the Ben Shnei Akruvim, like in yesterday's Kriya. Vayadaber Elov, Vayishmas Akom, Vayadaber Elov, Ben Shnei Akruvim, Vayadaber Elov. So the Shechina really is sharing Ben Shnei Akruvim. The Luchos and the Aron, and the Chachmas Torah and the Aron. So that's why the Ner Maravi is the Ner that's Lefnei Hashem, because it's not simply a miracle. The miracle indicates the source of the Yashua Shechina. And the source of the Ashura Shechina is really the base Kachi Kadoshim and the Bein Shnei Akruvim. I'll elaborate more on it on Shabbos, but that's really the pshat and Rashi there.
But,
Rabbi?
Yeah. But
how is
it just because it's close to it? Like, wasn't that what was bothering you originally? Like that?
What's bothering you is the fact that it's close to it. But now you see what is close to it. What is close to it, it means that the Ner has to indicate the source of the Kedusha. It's not that the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael, that there are miracles. If it was just that there are miracles, what do I care if the Ner is closest to Kachi Kedusha? What's it got to do with it? If it's a miracle, it's a miracle. The answer is the fact that it's a miracle is nothing. That's not really what the Gilui Shechina is. The Gilui Shechina has to be tied to the source. And the source is Kachi Kadoshim, where the Luchos and the Aron is, and the Mibein Shnei Akruvim.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Basically, the Pasuk says, Mishpus LaParochas HaEidos.
Right.
So why is it referencing it relative to the Parochas for the Aron?
That I'll elaborate more on, but we'll come back to it. But let's leave it like this meantime. You see that there's a setup there, that the Ashura Shechina is in Kachi Kadoshim, and yet the experience of the Shechina is mibein is mechutz laparochas. You must have the parochas dividing the source from the experience of the Hashra Shechina. That's what's mechutz laparochas. It must be the intervening parochas. I'll elaborate more on it, but we'll come back to it. But that's basically the idea.
Pardon?
Yes.
The reason that you're rejecting the Caduceus Marv idea, is that because you like this one better, or because you just don't think there is an idea like Caduceus Marv? Are you attacking that idea, or you are...
Both reasons.
What?
Both reasons.
Both reasons. Okay.
Okay. This makes sense. I was thinking into it because the thing is that I'll talk about on Shabbos. Okay. I'll elaborate more on Shabbos. That it's not simply, it's Ashur Ashchino, but Ashur Ashchino is not just a miracle, but it points to the source of the Ashur Ashchino B'Yisrael, which is the Kachei Kadoshim, where the Chochmas Hashem emanates from. And that's the way it was with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. That he was in the Heichal, and the Kol was Yotze Mibein Shnei Akruvim. That's the Rashi on the in the end of Naso. Where's Rashi in Naso? We learned yesterday. Okay, I'll come back to it, but I'll come back to it more philosophically. But that's basically the in Halacha. This is the structure. Okay, it has to be separated from the Kabbalah Sashrina, so to speak, the Ol Moed, which was through the Ner Maravim. That's the Rashi and Menachas. Let's take the Gemara, Mayavi Allah. Okay, so what happened in the Gemara here? Basically, that you can't say that the Machlekes is at Chushi Mitzvah. Right? Because then it's going to be difficult according to Rav. Humer Abbanon that said it was a Chushin Mitzvah is itosif, is Mufrach. So the Machlokas has to be, like Rav Azar Bar Abba had it, Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Correct? Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. So Rav Aser is Bizui Mitzvah, and Shmuel is Mata Bizui Mitzvah. But even according to Rav, if you madlik minel in there, there is no Bizui Mitzvah. Okay, and a Chushi Mitzvah doesn't exist. That's the Gemara, right? So the Gemara asks, my Havi Allah. So let's take this. Okay, so what's this, Kasha? About what you have to do, because Machlekes is to be a Chushi Mitzvah. It has to be that's much more, so there's nothing to talk about. What's it got to do with whether Adlakos a Mitzvah or Nachos a Mitzvah? Right? Rashi, it seems, care of that Kasha. Because Rashi says that Rashi seems to say, Rashi Diba Maschul, Ein Madlikim Minel Aner. So he says that if you say what? If you say, Anachos a mitzvah, so Ein Madlikim Minel Aner. Why is Ein Madlikim Minel Aner? So Rashi says, Adlaka lav mitzvah he kuli high. So it's mashma that Rashi saying that even according to Shmuel, it would be a bizui mitzvah. Correct?
If hanacha
is a mitzvah. Right? So Rashi's really answering Taisus Kasha. Correct?
The Machlokas
was only assuming Hadlaka was a mitzvah. What's that?
I mean, the Machlokas was only assuming
Hadlaka
was a mitzvah.
Right. Well, we'll make a difference. If Hadlaka was a mitzvah, so then we'd say that what? Then according to Shmuel would be mutter. But if you say Hanacha was a mitzvah, even according to Shmuel, it wouldn't be mutter because it's not a mitzvah kuli high. What does he mean kuli high? What does Rashi mean kuli high? So Rashi means like this, because what's the question whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah? How do you define the Machlokes? Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah? So Rashi says, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, he says, you learn it from the Mikdash. Correct? Where's that Rashi?
The first white line.
Yes, the Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Ki ha mitzvah shel Chanukah tluya b'hadlaka. Madlikin, so the question is, I think what we explained the last time, that the question is this mitzvah structured according to the Indian mitzvah of Persume Nisa, in which case the makom is the ikar. So the anacha is the ikar. And hadlaka is only a tnai in the mitzvah. But the real kiyum mitzvah is the real essence of the kiyum mitzvah is in makom anachasav. That's in makom pirsum. Or do we say no that they structured it after the menorah, and therefore the hadlaka is really the essence, and anacha is a property that's necessary for kiyum mitzvah. But the ikar mitzvah is really structured after the menorah of the mikdash. So Rashi saying that if you say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, so then there's no Bizui Mitzvah according to Shmuel. Because even though you're using Kinsa, but using Kinsa with Tzarech Mitzvah. But if you say Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, so Hadlaka is really just a Tanai in the Mitzvah, but it's not really the essence of the Mitzvah. It's not Puli Hai. So therefore, you can't say that, that it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. Because it's not the essence of the mitzvah.
Right.
So it'll be bizui.
Is that assuming that Shmuel holds the bizui mitzvah?
What? Yeah, that's what Rashi is assuming. That the Gemara is learning. That Shmuel is not that Shmuel disregards bizui mitzvah. It's that Shmuel holds that since you mavik the kinsa in order to do the tzarech mitzvah, so therefore, doesn't Rashi have that also somewhere with the tzarech mitzvah? Keep the Gerava Shmuel Minel and Air Mama Shalov Kinso Bo with the Shore Shmuel, the Lochashas Kinso, the Bizu Mud, where's he at? He has somewhere. Yeah, we have the Kinsonami Shari Shmuel. Oh, the Tzorach Mitzvah, it's Tzorach Mitzvah, Rashi says. So therefore, Shmuel is not simply the denied Bizu Mitzvah. But he holds that it's mutter because of the tzorach mitzvah. So Rashi is saying this is not really a tzorach mitzvah anymore. Say that hanacha is a mitzvah, so the essence of the mitzvah is in makom, and it's structured after the mitzvah of Chanukah, which is makom, is the essence. So then if you madlik, you have to be meniach again. Because the essence of the mitzvah is in the hanacha sanera. Okay?
Is Shmuel held
Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah? Excuse me? Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. That if you're going to say that Adlakos and Mitzvah, so then Shmuel will be Matir. Be able to be Madlik Miner Lener. But if you hold on Achos and Mitzvah, even Shmuel wouldn't be Matir.
But really, Shmuel is Matir. Shmuel says it's Mutter, so it must be he holds Adlakos and Mitzvah.
Adlakos and Mitzvah, that's correct.
And Rabbah did like Shmuel.
And Rabbah
did like Shmuel.
Correct.
So what's the Kasha? So still, why isn't Tosafot Kasha still a Kasha?
Because if you hold on Achos and Mitzvah, then Shmuel wouldn't hold that way.
I know, but Shmuel obviously doesn't hold on Achos and Mitzvah because he said Madlik in the Nail and he holds on Achos and Mitzvah, right, and Rabbah went like Shmuel.
But so Rabbah held that he had Achos and Mitzvah.
Right. So now what's, so why is it more questioning that? They're already passing that. Rabbah already passing that.
Yeah, but the Pesach was based on another Machlekes.
Okay, so why are we...
How do you know Rav? Well, maybe Rav held Anachos and Mitzvah.
Excuse me?
Maybe Rav held Anachos and Mitzvah.
Well, the Gemara is not assuming that. The Gemara is assuming that the Machlekes is Bizu Mitzvah, and Rav maintains that his Bizu even Minel in there, and Shmuel holds that it's not Bizu because it's a Tzorach Mitzvah.
It's worse than that. So now, Rav, Shmuel, and
Rabbah
hold
the Lachos and Mitzvah. So now you're going to have to say Shmuel and Rabbah hold the Lachos and Mitzvah, but if you hold the
Lachos
and Mitzvah, then the whole thing falls apart. It's all based on the Lachos and Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says.
Right, and also Rav holds the Lachos and Mitzvah,
according to that, Rav holds
the Lachos and Mitzvah also.
Correct. Because you got to say that Rav and Shmuel are arguing the same thing.
But Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why is Tosfos take, originally his kasha, he's taking Rabbah's authority, is that once Rabbah says this is the way it is, then that's the way it is, and the Gemara can't go back on it. But now it's saying Rabbah and Rav and Shmuel all held by Adlakos and Mitzvah, but now the Gemara is questioning them?
According to Rashi, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, according to Rashi, because Rashi's saying it's all contingent on another Abaya.
On what? On whether Adlak or Anacha?
Yeah.
Right, but Rabbah and Shmuel and Rav all hold that Lakha.
Yeah, but if it's continued, that's true, they hold that one. But that's what it depends on. Gemara concludes that's correct, that they're correct. But the Gemara is saying in the meantime that if you hold that Anachos and Mitzvah, then Shmuel's Lakha won't work. The Gemara does conclude Lakha's Mitzvah. Because the bracha is Rav. But the Gemara is saying in the interim, if Hanachos and Mitzvah, then the whole thing is but. It's all based on the premise of Adlakos. Why doesn't Taisus want to accept this? In other words, that the Gemara is simply saying, according to Rashi, that the whole thing is contingent upon Adlakos and Mitzvah. But if you say Hanachos and Mitzvah, so the whole thing falls apart. The Gemara finally concludes that Adlakos and Mitzvah. But in the interim, the Gemara is saying that it's contingent upon Anachos and Mitzvah, or Adlakos and Mitzvah. Of course, if Anachos and Mitzvah, so then Shmuel's Halacha is... That's the way Rashi's learning. Now, why doesn't Taisus want to learn that way? Because apparently Taisus disagrees with Rashi. That even if you say Hanachos and Mitzvah, Shmuel would want there anyways. So then there's nothing to talk about. Because Shmuel's Mater because he holds it's not Bizu Mitzvah. Taisus doesn't make any difference whether it's Hadlaka or whether it's Hanacha. Since ultimately what's his objective is the key of Mitzvah, so it's not Bizu Mitzvah. So that's why Taisus asks, what's the problem there? I mean, Shmuel's always Mater. Because since even though they kin, so why? Because he looks at the ultimate objective. The ultimate objective is Mitzvah. That's not Bizu Mitzvah.
Right. Either way, it's a step removed because he's using Kinsa.
He's using?
Kinsa.
So therefore?
No, so that's good. That's what Shmuel's whole thing is, that even though it's not directly for the mitzvah, but it's a step removed, it's still his, you go by his objective.
That's right.
So here it's just a further step removed, because it's a Tanai mitzvah.
That's correct.
Okay, good. So
correct.
How's Rashi
going to... Yes, what's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus? Machlokes Rashi and Taisus here. Taisus holds you go by the objective. That's Shmuel Svar. But according to Rashi, that's not Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel's halacha is that it's not bizei mitzvah because the chefza shel kinsa is involved in a maisa mitzvah. In other words, he holds it's halacha in the chefza shel kinsa. That since the chefza shel kinsa is being used directly for a maisa mitzvah, so there's no bizui in being madlik to kinsa. It's not because of the ultimate objective.
What about the hanasa or the mitzvah?
That's the point.
That's the point. What's that? Yeah, but then the kinsa is not directly involved in a maisa mitzvah. Because the essence of the mitzvah really is the hanacha. So the kinsa is not involved directly in the maisa mitzvah. In the maisa mitzvah. Mitzvah kuli hai, it's just tanoia mitzvah. So then you can't say the kinsa is involved in the chefta shal maisa mitzvah. So then it will be bizui mitzvah. So Rashi, that's Rashi's pshat. But Taisus holds you look at the ultimate objective. The ultimate objective doesn't make any difference if it's a one step further down the line, but still it's a tzarech mitzvah.
Wait, can you say for Taisus that even though it's not mitzvah kuli hai, it's still part of the mitzvah?
Still a tzarech mitzvah.
No, I mean, like the halakha, even Rashi agrees that halakha is still something. It's not just a maaser kol, it's parts.
That's correct. But it depends what you're doing. If you're qualifying the kinsa because it's involved in a maaser mitzvah, so then you have a differentiation. That's only if it's involved in the actual maaser mitzvah. But if it's involved in tnoya mitzvah, so then it's a bizu mitzvah. But if you say you look at the ultimate objective, so then it doesn't matter because the ultimate objective is the ultimate objective is still mitzvah. So it's not bizui mitzvah, it's a tzorach mitzvah. But Rashi's l'tzorach mitzvah is different than Taisus. Taisus is literally l'tzorach. As long as it's l'tzorach, it's necessary, so then it's not a bizui mitzvah. But if it's necessary for the mitzvah. But according to Rashi, l'tzorach mitzvah means the kinsa is being lit L'tzorach mitzvah sadlak. So since the kinsa is being used in a maisa mitzvah vadlaka, so then it's not a bizui mitzvah. So the moment you light the kinsa, qualification of the kinsa. Okay? That's the way I see the machlokes here. Okay? The reason why they asked me to learn the sugya is because they say we never did the Taisus before. We skipped it. All right, so you want to go further? Or you have any questions or whatever? Can't see your faces, so I can't tell. Everybody's happy, boy. That's a nice Hanukkah. Okay, so let's go further.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I knew there has to be some problem. My Havila means what's the halacha
l'maaseh? It doesn't mean in terms of machlokes.
No. Well, let's take those ones away.
I just wanted to say, a lot of times, in the world, it means in the machlokas.
I know, but that's not the way Tosfos is learning. And Rashi doesn't say anything on my Havel. Rashi doesn't say a word. Okay, all right, so let's go further. Okay, so what does they say? It doesn't hold like Rabba, that Paskin like Shmuel. So it holds like Rav. Now, according to Rav, what's going to happen? If Hanukkah is a mitzvah, so even Miner Lener will be Osir, because of Bizu mitzvah, it'll be just like Kinsa. Why will it be like Kinsa? Because it's what? It's not the Chafzishal mitzvah.
Right. It's cold.
What? It's Noya mitzvah. Not the Chafzishal mitzvah. Chafzishal mitzvah is really Hanukkah. Be using it as a means for the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But it's not directly involved in the Maisa HaMitzvah. If it's not directly involved in the Maisa HaMitzvah, so it's a Bizu Mitzvah.
It's still
Chafzishal
Mitzvah right now.
It is. Why are you
using this version?
It's in there.
There. There. There. There. There. There. There. There. There.
It will become a chesed mitzvah. Once you meniach it in koma, and you do a maisa anocha, then it will become a chesed mitzvah. But until you do the maisa anocha, there's no mitzvah.
So what's the first nair? Why is the first
nair? Because the first nair, you're makayim anocha in it already.
So if I use like long wicks, and they're all sitting there, and I can light one from the other, there's not a chesed mitzvah, so it's not.
You have to pick it up and put it back down.
The first one you did on Ahai.
It's a good question, but the answer is, I thought of that question too. What's the reason for why you said the first nair is also? But the answer is that since you did Anocha on the nair, everybody holds once you do Anocha that the nair is a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. You can't have just a Hanocha. What's a Hanocha? Hanocha on what? So the Hanocha is the essence of the Maisa Mitzvah. Once you do the Hanukkah, the Nair is the Chafzishal Shal Mitzvah. You can't have a Hanukkah as the Chafzishal Shal Mitzvah. What's Hanukkah? It's just the Maisa. But once you do the Hanukkah, now you qualify the Nair, and now the Nair is the Chafzishal Shal Mitzvah. So now you want to light another one and do a Maisa Hanukkah, but in the lighting, there's no mitzvah yet. Because you didn't do the Maisa Hanukkah yet. So it's just like Kinsa.
If you actually just light the bulb candles and then want to look the first one, so then you'd be able to light from that candle because you haven't picked up and put it back down yet. That's correct. So this is where you lit one candle, put it down, and now you want to light the first one. That's right. Is that true? Doesn't even Hanukkah also make the hold that you put it down and then light it?
Put it down and then light it. What? That you put it down?
You have the case of the Akshakas.
The Machaber says like this: Hadlaka osa mitzvah v'lo hanacha. Shimo isu munachas b'mkoma shelo l'shem mitzvah sanaka. Madlika shom zein tzarech la'asiro l'anicha l'shem mitzvah sanaka. So if I hold that hanacha osa mitzvah, so if I light it and it wasn't munachas l'shem mitzvah sanaka, so I have to be miniachet again. That's the pshat. Which Gemara disagrees with the Machaber?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think this is going to recover. I think the fact is that it doesn't matter if you do the Hanukkah first or the Hadlaka. I mean, you can do the Hanukkah and then you do the Hadlaka.
Right, correct.
Right. So it seems to be a chetzer mitzvah by the time you do the halacha.
That's correct, but over here it's speaking where you didn't do the Hanachah L'Shem Mitzvah.
So why don't you say do the Hanachah L'Shem Mitzvah and then you Madlikim?
Yeah, but that's not the question. The question is, Madlikim Miner Lumer, the question is where one Ner you did the Hanachah on, and it's a Ner Shel Mitzvah, and now I want to use that one to be Madlik the other Ner before I do the Hanachah.
And you're saying it's assuming the fact of the case where you didn't do the Hanachah, and you'll do that after you
write it. Right.
Even though the standard case, you have not supposed to then light it in
Kama. I don't know what standard. I don't know.
That's just all the cases in the bias. That's not a
right. What?
Right, because it's, Okay.
Yes. That's the case. Okay. So that's Taisus Teretz. That is going to Rav. We don't go like Shmuel. We don't go like Rabbo. And according to Rav, it will be like Kinsa if you do the Hanachah yet. But I'm questioning, you're asking a good question. Let's say according to Rav, you did the Hanachah, and you could say it means that you didn't do the Hanachah yet. But if you did the Hanukkah already, let me think about it. It might not make a difference which one you do first.
Conceptually,
it's still the Hanukkah, which is the essence. That the Hadlaka itself is nothing. But the Hanukkah really did it. So what you're doing is just an accidental feature.
Right. In time, it happens to be...
Time, it happened to be first. But it doesn't really matter. That's Mistavra.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. There's a difference between chronological order and logical order. Logical order, it comes out that when you light the menorah, when you light the nair, so the hanukkah is qualified. So you're qualifying the hanukkah. So you're not really directly doing a ma'isa mitzvah.
Ready?
Yes.
You're right, because the Gemara rejected hanukkah because the bracha is lahadle.
Right.
You see that even if you hold hanukkah, even if you do the hanukkah first, you don't say the ma'isa mitzvah is hanukkah.
That's correct. Correct. That's a good raya. That's a good raya. Because why couldn't the Gemara say it's speaking when you do the Hanukkah first?
Right, exactly.
But the answer is because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Still, the
Gemara says logically, it's the Hanukkah that does it, but the Hanukkah isn't realized until the Hadlaka.
Right.
The Hanukkah isn't realized until the Hadlaka. That makes good sense. Very good.
So then as soon as you
like
that table, it's a
Kachas HaMitzvah. So we're saying it's in the Ma'isa HaMitzvah. So what's wrong with that?
Oh,
the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah.
This is
in law. The essence of the mitzvah. Don't cramp it up.
This is in law.
Don't distort it. Okay. You want to go further? Inami, that's a crazy swara. Inami. Okay, Rabbam stuff. Yeah, go ahead. So he's going like whom? Paskin like Shmuel. This is Paskin like Shmuel, so we know already that it's Mutter, so what's the problem? The problem is, Ishori Bekinto Elo, Meboyle, E Kaimalon, Moshamalamaila, the Lamandama, Mishum, Bizu Mitzvah, Shori Lahadlik, Miner, Lener, Larav, then Kane, Bekinto Pligi, Vishori, Shmuel Bekinto, and then Kinto's Mutter, Odomalo, Kaimalonachi. Umineir l'neir nami ika bizui mitzvah. The osar rav. The anocha osa mitzvah v'lo domi l'minorah. The dafka mineir l'neir sheri shmul. Avo bekinto afilu shmul moda the osar. One second. How will Rav learn the menorah? Oh, Vasa Rav was Anochosimitzvah. I see, because Anochosimitzvah, right. So menorah is Adlochosimitzvah. So therefore, Rav holds by menorah is good. But over here, it's Anochosimitzvah. So therefore, Rav's going to say that it's easily mitzvah because miner l'ner is like kinsa. Right? V'lo domen l'menorah. Menorah is okay because it's really from mitzvah to mitzvah. V'dafka miner l'ner shari shmuel. Avol b'kinsa afilu shmuel moda da'asur. All right, so we have to work out that svara. So Rav will also be nailing there by Hanukkah, Fanachos, and Mitzvah, because it's just like Kinsa, because it's Bizi Mitzvah, since he's involved not in the Maisa Mitzvah, but he's involved in an intermediary state. So it's Bizi Mitzvah. And Shmuel will maintain, no, that it's not Bizi Mitzvah, it's not Bizi Mitzvah. But Kinsa definitely is Bizi Mitzvah, even according to Shmuel.
So what we have to do
is define, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, easy, right? Because Rav's going to maintain if Anachos and Mitzvah, so then it's Bizu Mitzvah, because you're not involved in the Maisan Mitzvah per se, in the essence of the Mitzvah. But Shmuel will maintain that, no, it's not Bizu Mitzvah over there. But by Kinsa, even Shmuel's mother's Bizu Mitzvah. Why? Because Shmuel, what? No, he's not committing him. He's saying if you say Anachos and Mitzvah, so then we could reinterpret Rav and Shmuel and say that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is in Miner L'Ner because Anachos and Mitzvah. So Rav maintains his Bizu Mitzvah and Shmuel maintains his not Bizu Mitzvah. Kinsa definitely is also. Or do we say Adlakos and Mitzvah, and if Adlakos and Mitzvah, so then Rav maintains that Asur has to maintain it's speaking about Kinsa. Because if Adlakos and Mitzvah, he can't Asur. So he has to maintain that it's speaking by Kinsa. And Shmuel will be Matir by Kinsa. So it's an ingenious shot, huh? It's an ingenious shot. So therefore, Umasik, Chazin and the Boilon, the Ishita, Adlakos and Mitzvah, Madlik L'Rav, Miner L'Ner. Because the king, there's no reason that he could answer. Moba Menorah. Shmuel Afilu B'Kinsa Shari. Therefore, Kinsa's, that's why the Gemara is my Avi Allah. Okay, so what do we have to define here in the Rivam?
Shmuel assuming Anachos and Mitzvah.
Rivam is always tough. I mean, you see from Amineach over there. Yeah, so what's the part of we have to define the svara of Shmuel that kinsa is asur. If what? If hanocha osa mitzvah, because he was only matir minir l'ner. Why was he matir minir l'ner? Why isn't that like kinsa? In other words, he's still involved in the shame mitzvah. The shame mitzvah. The shame mitzvah incorporates both. The shame mitzvah. Because it's tnoya mitzvah, so it's involved in the shame mitzvah. So as long as it's involved in the shame mitzvah, it's not a bizya mitzvah, it's tnoya mitzvah. So tnoya mitzvah is also the shame, also is a shame mitzvah. It doesn't have to be the essence of the mitzvah. As long as he's involved in the shame mitzvah, so it's not a bizya mitzvah. And Rav maintains it's a bizya mitzvah because he went down one from a chefta shel mitzvah to tnoya mitzvah. So it's a bizya because he went down one. And according to Shmuel, it doesn't matter that he went down one as long as he's involved in the shame mitzvah, and hadlaka is definitely a component of the shame mitzvah, so then it's not bizya mitzvah. That's the way the Rav
is.
But not kinsa.
But if you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah,
how come Rav Asad? I mean, how could Rav Asad? That's definitely not bizya mitzvah. So the answer is because kinsa. The machlekes is by kinsa then. So Rav Asad because of kinsa.
And why is Shmuel matir?
And Shmuel's matir because it's tzorach.
Isn't that a different svara?
What?
That's a different svara, though, no?
That's the original svara.
I know, but isn't the question, depending on whether it's halakos or not, also Mr. Shmuel's going to change the svara about these
and this one? We
don't know what he holds. That's the thing. As the Rivam is saying, that if hanocha osa mitzvah, we have to learn the machlekes by Rav and Shmuel differently. Because then we'd say, hanocha osa mitzvah, Rav asks even minir l'ner. Because he's going down from a chefta shel mitzvah, which is the ner, he's going down to tenoya mitzvah.
So there's no reason to posit that Shmuel's going to even not their kinsa.
Right, so you can't widen the machlekes. You can't say Shmuel, you don't widen the machlekes, you shorten the machlekes. The Shmuel was only matir in the case where Rav was asked, which is miner l'ner. But al yidei kinsa, he holds is definitely bizya mitzvah. So he must be involved in the shame mitzvah, the shema mitzvah.
But if you hold hadlaka, then Rav's going to have to matir by hadlaka, so then it must be Shmuel holds the other, the sefar of the tzorah.
Right, so then Rav must be speaking by kinsa. So that's why he asked it. And Shmuel must be matir by kinsa, because of tzorach mitzvah, the old tzorah. That's the Rivam.
And if it's hanacha, Rabbi?
Yeah.
If it's hanacha, then how do you know that Rav is asur as hadlaka, even for nil nair?
Say it again?
Because let's say it's hanacha osa mitzvah. So how would you know that that's what Rav svar, that Rav asur is even directly?
That's Taisa svar. Taisa saying is that's the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is, that's the Gemara's chakira. He's changing it. It's changing from before. That's the Gemara's chakira.
Oh, that's what it's doing.
That's what the Gemara's doing.
If hanacha, then you don't have to say that was the machlokas, then you can push the machlokas to a step earlier.
That's right. Exactly. That's what the Gemara's saying. Maybe, if hanacha is a mitzvah, so then maybe Rav was asked because he held that was bizya mitzvah miner l'ner. Shmuel was only matir miner l'ner because it's the shame mitzvah. He's still involved in the shame mitzvah. Because even though it's noya mitzvah, but it's still the shame mitzvah. But and Rav maintains, no, you went down one. You went down from a chefta shel mitzvah to a noya mitzvah. And so it's bizui. But Shmuel was never matir al yidei kinsa, because then you're not involved in the shame mitzvah altogether. It's just adlokas kinsa shel chol.
Thank you.
What's the difference? Well, the essence of the mitzvah is what the Maisa mitzvah is. It's Noya mitzvah is you have to have a lit. Machshir?
Yes.
Now, machshir is something that precedes the mitzvah. It never becomes a part of the mitzvah. Like machshir for tumah. It's a preceding state. You need a preceding state. You wouldn't say that the hadlaka is a preceding state. Of course, it becomes a component of the chetz shel mitzvah. So it's a maisa which is right now it's noya mitzvah.
Rashi
says kuli high. That's right. Rashi says kuli high.
By machshir, you wouldn't say kuli high.
No.
That would just be like the sorach of the
right. That would be right, a preceding state. Nice tesis. There's one thing I found. They asked the question was why Noeg to be modelic like the Rambam at Shkia, and why not that was Heshi Roth's Kasha. But really, I think the answer is that many are matir with Paskin that way. That if you can't be modelic by Shkia, that you can be modelic after Plaga Mincha with a bracha. That's why Mishmaris and Paskas that way. Because one of the Rishon, the Avuav, seems that there are many hold like him, and we even Paskin Lalacha Lamaisa like that. Because as long as it will be mudlak, zmana pirsum, even if the maisad lakka is done before, it's still considered that you created a ner shel Chanukah. Right from Erev Shabbos. So that's why they know it to be mudlak on like the Rambam. Because even if you don't hold like the Rambam, you still can hold, and you still yotze, because Rambam's the only one that says, vachel lo yagdim shel yachar.
Rambam, but Rambam holds he says
Shkia, yeah. He holds he can't be Magdum. But others, they don't know where the Rambam got that source from. The other Rishonim argue. They say you could be Magdum. That's why I say if a guy's in a Tzorach, and that happened this year, somebody had to go to a wedding, and they couldn't be there at 4:30. They had to leave by plag. So, Mishnah Rapaskin, you could be Malik with a bracha because you rely on Ashitas.
Are we made that way?
That's the way Paskin is.
Lalacha,
that's the way they Paskin. I say you should still be Malik later again, but a B'nai Bias without a bracha.
But you'd say make a bracha on that first one, though.
That's what you're asking. That's what you're asking. Yeshua me lishma. What's that? Yeshua asanisim also. Yeshua asanisim. That's correct. That's a good shayla. That's a good question. But he doesn't differentiate. Apparently, he also says Yeshua asanisim also. We say they want to bring Rav Merav Shabbos. So Shas Nisim is you say Shas Nisim Erev Shabbos too.
So how would the Rambam explain Erev Shabbos?
How would the Rambam explain? We one time went into that, right?
Yeah, I remember that was there. I just didn't remember what's that.
Right.
Someone was asking.
Yeah, you had to do the Yesha, right?
Yeah.
And Motzoi Shabbos also. But Shabbos is according to the Rambam, it's after the Zman. But I think what we said was that it's after the Zman. There's no Shuk. So how could the Rambam, how could even Madlik Matzoy Shabbos? So there we wanted, there I remember we wanted to say that the Gemara says, B'shas ha-sakona me'niecha b'soch al-shechono v'dayo. So you see that piersim means as much piersim as you could possibly do. So on Matzoy Shabbos, that's the most you could do. But if you could do more and you do less, you can't make a bracha. That's not the mitzvah. Because the definition of pirsum is the most possible.
So would you say that if you're doing it on Motzei Shabbos, you can put it on your table and not by the window?
No, I'm not sure about that because maybe you'll say that there's still a regular b'shuk, and even though it's not the regular shel pirsum, which is going home, the real pirsum when they go home, there's a big pirsum, but there still are people there, so that's the most you can do. So but Erev Shabbos, what was the answer to Erev Shabbos?
You can say the same thing.
Well, that's a little different there because
you're
my honest.
It's not even an
air.
I mean, the Pearson aspect of it, that's fine, but that wasn't the problem. The problem is the air problem.
Air problem. Remember what we said?
Ner Shabbos
itself.
Right.
Ner Shabbos is just to make sure that you have Ner, you have Or.
No, but you say it's Lahalik Ner Shabbos.
You say Lahalik Ner Shabbos because over there we say the mitzvah is that you're preparing that there will be a Ner in Shabbos.
But it is a Hadlakos Ner, like you don't say it's not a Ner.
Yep.
Why do you say the same thing about your person?
Well, it's a different kind of a thing, though. Because the Ner Shel Shabbos is that the key of the Ner Shel Shabbos is that you have Or when you're eating. So the Ner Shel Shabbos takes on a different meaning. It means that you're assuring that there will be Or B'Shas Achila.
But when you say that here, since you can't do Pearson directly, this is the only way to do Pearson is to ensure that there will be Pearson later.
But you have to tie it back to the Shem Ner. I mean, I remember the Rav one time wanted to say that Ner of Shabbos, the Chacham gave it a Din Ner. I remember he wanted to say that, because he was bothered with the same problem.
Yeah, he wanted to say they defined it as a Halachic Ner.
That's right, they defined it as a Halachic Ner. That's what he wanted to say.
I thought I remember we didn't say that, though. I thought you had a different Svarah.
Oh, we had another Svarah.
Yeah, you did. I didn't like that. I
know, we felt that was like an ad hoc svar.
Right.
We had another svar. Well, can anybody, now that we're so intrigued by it, I mean, can anybody look it up? Anybody have notes?
David, do you have notes on that? Or what? Of what? Okay.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
By Shabbos is no problem, because by Shabbos there's no mitzvah to be madlik and ner. Mitzvah to make sure that you're going to have a or later. That's the whole nature of the mitzvah. But over here, it's to be madlik a chefta shel ner. I don't remember. Yes. Yesterday was it before, I forget. About the order, whether you have to be Madlika first and then be Miniachit, or whether if you did Hanukkah first. It doesn't matter. According to the Mandam Hanukkah, so the Ramban changes the Girsa. On hold, it seems Machlekes takes this in the Ramban at that point. Of course, Ramban says that according to the Mandama that Hanukkah is a mitzvah, you have to change the girsa. Abe, Madlika. It's Machabe. Abe Madlika. I'm Machabe Madlika. Machabe Magbia. Not Machaba or Magbia or Menicha or Madliga, but Machaba or Madliga or Menicha. Machaba or Magbia or Madliga or Magbia or Menicha. That's the way he changed the gear stuff. So that was a a chakira that we had. We first want to say that it's true. The Afikos, he says that the Ramban says like this. Ramban says, Lamandam arnochos a mitzvah. Tzorach lahadlik ulo aniach aner dolet bemkama o levarech. Chas anocha lo aniach ner shulchanik o levarech. Lachi gersinu lakaman machabe magdiyo madlika v'chozo menicha miboyle. Dia menicha v'chozo madlika. Okay? Yes, so apparently Ramban holds that since the mitzvah is arnochos a mitzvah, so you have to make the bracha lo aniach ner chanukah. And it must be dolek, because if it's not dolek, there's nothing to be meniach. And the Stavra is very much like the Ramban, but apparently Tesis didn't change the Gersa. Apparently Tesis held, like we wanted to say, that the Kiyam Anocha will take place b'shas Adlaka. It's not necessary to have a chronological order. But it's not that simple, I mean, because it'll come out according to us, according to our interpretation. So you'll be modlicked in there, make the bracha laniach. Sounds strange, but he holds that the hanachos a mitzvah, but the hadlaka complete. I mean, so you should make it. It's difficult. I mean, it's difficult. It's not so simple. How did we have it last time? We said the kiyum is in the hanacha.
But the halacha is a
t'nai. The halacha is a t'nai. So, therefore, it doesn't matter which order you do. Correct?
Right.
And when you may niach at l'shem Chanukah, so later it's like l'mafreya. The hanacha, which was l'shem Chanukah, becomes actualized. That's the way Tesis learns. Let's just leave it like that. And Nocha becomes actualized. So apparently, my only question is, when would you make the bracha going to Tesis? Apparently, you'd make the bracha b'shas hadlaka, because that's when the Anocha becomes actualized. That's the way it would be. Okay. The Ramban is straight. One of the Tesis is what this is. The Hadlaka is really a component of the Ner Chanukah. The Hanocha, so if you may nicha, and that's what the Mechaba learns. If you may nicha, mikodem. So when you modlik it now, the Hanocha becomes actualized. So you'd be modlik it, you'd make the Bracha B'Shas Hadlaka, but you'd make Lohaniach. Because the Hadlaka is the actualization of the Hanocha. That's the formulation. Okay, all right. A little abstract, but...
Ray?
Yes?
Why can't you make a bracha, let's say you're madlik it first and then you're munach, why can't you make a bracha on halakha? Because since it's t'nai...
No, of course, there's no hanacha yet.
But it's part of the t'nai mitzvah, so...
You can't make a bracha on t'nai mitzvah, you have to make a bracha on the gufa mitzvah.
Even though Tanai Mitzvah is part of the...
No, you can't make Bracha Tanai Mitzvah. You have to make Bracha Tanai Mitzvah. That everybody seems to hold. That's the Gemara's whole question. That we say Lahadlik.
Right.
Yufta. By the way, there was one thing that occurred to me in Tesis, but I was afraid to say it because Tesis says otherwise. But... I'm just throwing it out as a possibility. When the Gemara Tesis says Akashi, he says Maikim Abayle, because Halacha is like Shmuel, and the Machlekes is Bizli Mitzvah. So it's clear that Alidei Kinsa is Shari. So I thought what occurred to me was that the Gemara doesn't say Tufta. The Gemara says Kasha. Gemara does not say Tufta. Gemara says Kasha. Kasha and Tufta are two different things. That Tufta means it really is an unanswerable Kasha we have to rescind. But kasha means it's a kasha, but you don't throw away what you have. A Tosfos doesn't learn that way over here. But so I was afraid to impose my own pshat on Tosfos. But this morning I was looking, I found it's in the Rush. The Rush has it. Interesting. It shows you shouldn't. The possibility is a good possibility. Of course, the Rush has. Where is that Rush again? Rush has same cash as the Tosfos. It's in the Rush is on Afkuf Samach Gimel on the Bez. Rush is. My Avi, I love a Tam, Mike and Mabayle, same as Kashi's Taste, Lachar Mashma, Lachar Kishmol, another Rab Tavase. He came to Aliba the Shmuel Mabaya, he is the time of the Bezu Mitzvah of Lo Pligyel of Akushi, Hoi Tosav Lishna of Akushi. Then came the Bezu Mitzvah of Pligyel. Geshlova the Masafkale, he to Yufta Gemurah, he Olo. You see? Upashit Ravuna, Bered Rav Yeshua, the last Yufta Gemurah. Lachumma or Lachumra ma the pligi bakushi. Ushmul is lay time of the bizu mitzvah. Lukachi ha yaniya nachos and mitzvah mavik minela neir avalik makinsa. Okay? So it's interesting. I thought it a possibility, like I said, but I was afraid to say it. But what's intriguing is why, when I saw the Gemara says Kasha, the Gemara didn't say Tifta, so I was trying to figure out why is it not a Tifta. Why is it not a tifta? Why is it only a kasha? You see, the Rush learns that way. I'm just throwing that point out. I didn't really have a chance to think about it too much, but I'm throwing it out. If you guys have any, let's give it a little bit of thought here. Why would you say that it's not a tifta? Yeah.
The Svara for
Akushe was an
Elak and
Hidro, right? What's
that? The Svara for Akushe?
Yes.
Was an Elak and Hidro Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Elak and Zakeh
is on Vayu, right?
Right, correct. So the Gemara's Kasha is from the menorah, you know?
What?
The Gemara's Kasha is from the menorah.
Right.
So lighting everything else from the Ner Maravi.
Right.
But maybe the thing is that there, that's a Kiyam in the Ner Maravi. So you can't say that lacks in the Hidur Mitzvah because there, that's the very idea that the Ner Maravi lights the other candles.
Right.
So it's not going to be a light. It's not going to be a. It's not going to lack. It's not going to be a cliche.
That's right. In other words, you could say simply over there it's mitzvasa. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is madlikim in el and air. When do you say a kushim mitzvah? When there's no mitzvah to be madlik from nair and nair. Each nair is separate, and each nair you madlik separately. So now you're utilizing this nair to, you're making use of this nair to be madlik another nair at the nair's expense. So it's a kushi mitzvah. The nair is not all made for that purpose. But in mikdash, in the menorah, That's the nature of the mitzvah. Mitzvasa is from one to the other. So there it's not a klushi mitzvah. Because that's the kiyum mitzvasa as bekach. And like you said, on the contrary, that's a kiyum of nemaravi. But once it's mitzvasa, so then you can argue that it's not identical. Because over here you have an option to light it from another resource. So you're taking it from this source, so you're being makfish the mitzvah. But if there's no option, and that's the nature of the mitzvah, we don't say it's a kushy mitzvah. Because the gavra wasn't makfish the mitzvah, he simply, that's the nature of mitzvah, of the mitzvah sadlakosa. That's what I would say.
So what is the kasha?
What?
Why is it even a kasha?
There's a kasha because if you're going to say a kushy mitzvah, that you're really being makfish the mitzvah, it shouldn't be set up in that way. But the question would be, in other words, if a kushim, the question would be to be more definitive, I'd say like this, that a kushim mitzvah, the question is, does a kushim mitzvah depend on his voluntary involvement. If he's voluntarily involved, then he's being matrish the mitzvah. If he's not, he's not. Or is it simply if the chefta becomes mukhash, that's a bizui mitzvah. So it wouldn't be set up that way that there's a bizui in the chefta shal mitzvah in the menorah. It wouldn't be possible to set it up that way. Torah wouldn't set it up that way. But if you say that the akushi results from his having an option, and now he's doing it this way, that's why it's akushi, then menorah is no kasha. But if you say that it's a mitzias of akushi in the chefza, so then the Torah wouldn't set it up in the mikdash in a way that it's akushi. That's the question. Is it because he has an option, and that reflects bizui mitzvah, lack of hidur, lack of zekeli vandeo of the gavra, or the mitzias of being matzish the mitzvah is a physical phenomenon that you're downgrading the mitzvah? That's the question. That's what I say the question is. But it's interesting. That's the rush. I mean, plain shot is like the rush, because the Gemara doesn't say to you if the Gemara says kasha. But Taisus interprets that this kasha is different than ordinarily. That really means tifta. Right, can't argue with Taisus on that. But the rush can.
Why is the rush saying you're machmer? If we're not sure, like it's a kasha, but why do we have to be machmer for?
It's not a tifta.
Is it like something d'oraisa or something? Why is it? Why are we machmer? Why don't we make up?
Why aren't we Mako?
It's not the right
halacha,
is it?
What? A kushi mitzvah? Yeah, bizui mitzvah is the reisa.
A kushi mitzvah.
Kushi bizakir manveh, also be the reisa. Also be the reisa. Aim avrin ala mitzvah is also the reisa. A lot of things are the reisa that you don't realize. Not a takan of chachamim.
Yeah, Kushi mitzvah
would be deraisa. Yeah, Kushi mitzvah is definitely deraisa. Because you can't say it's midrabbanan. If it was tekan rabbanan, everybody would know about it. Wouldn't be room for machlokas, for a theoretical machlokas.
If it's deraisa, you don't necessarily need a source. You just have like a kabbalah or something. Or?
Oh, you need a source. Zekiel Maveo. A lot of sources that Chazal had midaraisa that are not openly in the pasuk. I mean, that's for sure. Sometimes it's hard to know the source, but you know, one mentions source. But in my opinion, that's what the source is.
Right.
So whatever it is, it's a source. It's a source midaraisa. It's not. It's certainly not a drabbanon. Because if it was Takanos Chachamim, so where would there be room for a theoretical machlekes?
And even though Ner Chanukah is Derabanan, there would still be a Doraisa Halacha?
Yes, because the Chefta Shal Mitzvah is a Chefta Shal Mitzvah Midoraisa.
Because of
Losasa and the Kiyum of Kiddush Hashem. And because of Los Osso, Torah recognizes that it's a Chefta Shal Mitzvah.
Right, it would be in any Durabanan, right?
What?
It would be in any Durabanan, no?
Even the Durabanan, most even the Minigur Rabban, yeah.
No, I'm saying it's not only because it's Ner Chanukah, it would be in any Durabanan.
Well, the Durabanan, most even Minig, even in Hagos of the Rasa, yeah.
Right, but I'm saying that you could have a Bezer, a Kusha Mitzvah, and In any mitzvah, whatever it's
at. Yeah, whether it's derabanan or
derisa. Because it's a smell of fun now. Once it's a smell of fun of the mitzvah, so that's a mitzvah.
As long as there's a shame mitzvah. Right, you're right. I agree with you. All right, you want to take the taisus?
Okay.
I said, take the gemara. Shush, the lekas. Well, there's one Tashmayer that is likum mi b'snim v'atziyah lo asa lo klum. See the one before? The first one, that's up to you. It's an interesting, Danny Wolf asked a good question on the second one. He asked, Dweekam me bifnim votu yaloh so kloma lem kain yam bishnam adlok osam mitzvad lakubim koma bainim. First adlok has to be in makam pearson. Otherwise, it's not a mitzvah. Mashim achal osa klom. Eli amir anocha osa mitzvah. Bibi can say anocha osa mitzvah. Amayla osa velo klom. Right. Why? Because he did the anocha in the right place. Everything was fine. He literally, why does he have to light it outside? Lighting is just a tanai in a mitzvah. It has to be a ner dolok. But when is, what is the kiyum in the ner of ner shal chanukah b'shas anocha? So it was mein yichet, so it's fine. So the Gemara says, asam nami horo oma litzorko hu da'adlaka. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean here? Let's talk about Adlaka. How could you have a psul if you hold Anocha Osa Mitzvah? How could you have the psul call them Anocha? Right. Because it's called them the Maisa Mitzvah. How could you have a psul that precedes the Maisa Mitzvah? That's Rabbi Wolf's kasha.
So, Rabbi, you say it's a tanaya mitzvah?
Yeah.
So why can't you have this? The tanaya mitzvah is lacking because that's what sets up that which you could be maniyah. And it's not setting it up properly because it's a narrow kashmash.
Because what?
Is creating the nair, which when you're maniach will be pierced. But if the hadlaka is the tanai mitzvah of hadlaka is you're creating a nair shel tashmish, so then the hanocha doesn't have the proper tanai in order to be nukuyan.
You mean it's mukdish for personal tashmish?
Right. So now your hanocha is lacking. You don't have the tanai mitzvah.
I tell you. And I don't disagree with you, but I think there's a simpler answer. Okay. Gemara means that the Hanocha itself is Litzorko. It means it was Madlik in Litzorko, so therefore when he's Meiniach, it is Meiniach Litzorko. So the Psul is in the Hanocha.
Why did it say
the Adlaka? No, because...
That's why you think that.
Yeah, because that's what... That's just an expression. The Tzorko with Adlaka. You know what I mean? That he lived in there for his own Tzorach. Don't say he meant the Tzorko with the Heinicha. But it means that that's just a common way of saying that he did it for his own Tzorach. You say the Tzorko with the Adlaka. But the Gemara really means the Hanach. Because if it was the Tzorko with the Adlaka... So when he went outside and he was meniachit, so he was meniachit l'tzarko also. Doesn't mean l'tzarko with the adlaka until he got to that spot. You know what I mean? It means that the whole thing was l'tzarko. So his hanacha was also l'tzarko. So it's a psul in the hanacha.
What is Rashi
Ed where? Mishtamish. Right. But there's no hecker, so there's no pesumenisa. It removes the quality of piercing from the nair. Okay. So you want to take Ashashis? Let's take Ashashis.
Okay.
Good.
Ashashis, Shaisa, Dolekha, so Lekha's calling on Kulo.
By the way, did anybody remember the answer we gave on Erev Shabbos? No. Okay.
Um, So Motzei Shabbos Mechabel Madlika. I Amrit Bishlama Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah Shapir. We need a new Mash Hadlaka. Ela I Amrit Hanacha Osa Mitzvah Hai Mechabel Madlika Mechabel Magbia Menifa Madlika. Not enough just to put it out and relight it. You have to put it out, lift it up, and then put it back down, and then light it. But need to come to Varachin and check the Shem of Shalikon, or how the Kesher Hanukkah, Shemina, how the Lako is the next part. Shemina.
So, you know, where's one's question? You didn't know my son, Ocha. So, how can you say Machaba might be Yom and Yicho? I mean, how can you say? Zika. That wouldn't be good, because since Anacha is a mitzvah, where's your mind Anacha?
Right.
So that's the Mechaba might be, Menicha or Madlika. Because it needs to be Magbi and Meniach. Okay, or like the Gersa Ramban, Madlika, Magbi or Menicha. Okay. That it's a nair, that a chacham gave it a din nair.
That's what the Rav said.
That's what the Rav said, yeah.
You had a different
shot. You didn't like that. And it's not like an arbitrary thing.
Right. I don't remember what you said, but I remember you expressing that you did not like it. I have to check my notes. I might have a written answer. It's not here.
So I'm just thinking it over. Maybe was it something like this, that at Erev Shabbos, you can't light on Shabbos. So therefore, the mitzvah is to light a nair that creates piersum afterwards.
Mitzvah
is different tzura, but it's the efshet. It becomes a nair Chanukah, but to light a nair that becomes a nair Chanukah la'achazman. So it's a different Maisa mitzvah. So it's a different mitzvah of Nair.
You can do a Maisa mitzvah that will ultimately produce the key and Pearson.
Right. In other words, to light something that will become a Nair Chanukah afterwards. So in that sense, it's a new Chefta Shel Nair, new Chefta Shel mitzvah. But it's a natural, process. It's not that they just impose the shame there, even though Shraga Batir Mayahanis, but it's a different Adlaka Saneros. It's an Adlaka on a Heftza Shel Nair in the sense that it will the Nair is going to be actualized Lachazman.
So is it considered a Maisa Mitzvah right now?
That's the Maisa Mitzvah. That is the Maisman. So it's a different Nair. It's the Hadlok is related to a different Nair. A different Shem Nair. And that's what I would say if I had to say it now.
Are you saying that Rabbanan created that different Surah, or are you saying that's like it's still automatically how it's going
to
happen?
That, well, the Chacham had to recognize that Surah because it's impossible to light a Nair Chanukah on Shabbos. So therefore, the mitzvah was to light a Nair that will have a Shem Nair later. So it's a different mitzvah sadlaka.
Better?
Yeah.
Is that like yesterday you're saying mostly Shabbos?
It's a different Nair Chanukah. Different Nair Chanukah. Just trying. Just let me. I'm not sure. Nair Shabbos. You sing Mavik Nair Shel Shabbos, right? Somebody asked yesterday. They said, "Well, where is it? It's not in there now, right?" But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mavlik this chefzah, which will become actualized as a Nair Shel Shabbos.
It's the same thing here.
Same thing here. It's It's a difference. It's a different tzuras mitzvah, according to the Rama. It's a mitzvah to be madlik a ner whose shame ner Hanukkah will emerge later. So that just like by Ner Shel Shabbos, you call it Ner Shel Shabbos. Why? Because if it wasn't for the fact that it's going to be actualized in Shabbos, there would be no mitzvah. The mitzvah, the key mitzvah, is in the actualization in Shabbos. So that's why it's called Ner Shel Shabbos. Over here too, the key mitzvah is actualized in Shabbos, but the key mitzvah is Ner Chanukah. So you're being the mitzvah to be madlik something whose actualization of Ner Chanukah will be in the future. That's the nature of the mitzvah of Adlokas Ner Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. All right.
Rabbi?
Yes, think about it, yeah.
So you were talking yesterday about Motzei Shabbos.
Right.
Because you said that's the maximum piercing that's possible.
Right.
So that's different than this, right?
That's totally different.
That's an automatic thing. You don't need Chazal to do anything for that, no?
No, we don't have to do anything.
But this is really it's a different idea.
Yeah, that's right. This is a different structure.
But that's the same structure. It's like you make all Shekhana. That's just the way Pierce and Natural will carry out.
That's correct. That's correct. That's just the Metzias.
Right.
Now you can't, that the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is not Bishleimusa because of the conditions, they weren't Mavadal mitzvah. But if you have the conditions and you sidestep them, then there's no mitzvah. Because the mitzvah's piersum is insofar as possible.
Right.
Like you see from the halacha of Bishasa Sakana.
Right.
There you don't have to make any innovations.
Right.
Over here you have to say, I can't imagine, you know, any other way, because you have to say that the kiyum aner is on Shabbos, so it's adlaka l'shem kiyum shel Shabbos, kiyum shel Chanukah on Shabbos, because there's no other way. It's the efshim. So that's the mitzvah, and the fact that you call ner Chanukah is no kasha because you see called ner Shabbos. It means the key of mitzvah is in Shabbos. That's why it's called Ner Shabbos. It's not for now. You're not lighting it for now.
Right.
You're doing the Maisa now so that there should be a Ner Shabbos. So it's a Maisa that creates a Ner Shabbos. So over here too, it's a Maisa that creates a Ner Chanukah.
Right?
Yeah.
It seems like that's simpler to say that changing a new structure of a mitzvah or a mitzvah than to give it a din there. Right? It seems like that's a much better, it's a better move, no?
Better what?
Because the other way is say they gave it a din there.
Right.
But that's like a fiction. This is in the structure of the mitzvah or mitzvah, so they're just recognizing another structure.
That's right.
The other way, it's just like an imagination to make up. There's a din there, but it isn't.
Right. I know. How can you say it's a din there? If it's still, what do you call it? If it's still Batira. It's just like an arbitrary thing.
Right. Here it's saying is no, it's not in there, but they're extending the surah of the Maisa Mitzvah.
Right. That's the way it seems to me now. I mean, I can't see any other way, but it'd be interesting if somebody could dig up the notes.
During the week, according to the Rambam, if you light it before Shkia, like by a few minutes, is that like nothing?
What's that?
According to the Rambam, during the week, if you light it before Shkia by like a couple minutes, so is that like Rachel Batala, and if you have to do it again, like it's no good?
What's that?
If you light the Hanukkah candles before Shkia, according to Rambam.
When? Before the Zman?
Yeah, before the Zman.
Rachel Batala.
Like even two minutes.
That's why it's better to be machmir the lighter a minute or later. Because if you don't know exactly when the shkia is, but Yeah, that worked out pretty good, though, I think, around here.
Really? So, like, so you really have to wait until you're absolutely sure it is Shkia, and then you light.
Yeah, it would seem so, yeah. Because that's the all the Achrayim take after the Rambam, why he says Lo Magdimin. That's why they hold you can't be Magdim, as long as it will be Mudlak in this man. So that's why they're paskin that if a person can't be Madlik later by Tesh Kachavim, he can be Madlik from Plaga Mincha with a Bracha. As long as it's going to be burning later.
So they hold like that Svara always, no?
They hold like that Svara always, yeah.
Rambam
has
like split Surah, separate one for Shabbos. They just say that's always
a Svara. That's right. In other words, the Maisa Mitzvah does not have to be simultaneous with the Chetzishon Mitzvah. Ram disagrees because he holds the Maisa Mitzvah should be simultaneous with the Chetzishon Mitzvah. Except when it's a Yesha. You're right, they seem to hold that way all the time. So what do they hold? That the Maisa Mitzvah does not have to be commensurate with the, does not be simultaneous, rather, with the Chatzal Mitzvah. The Chatzal Mitzvah can emerge later. What's that?
And it's qualified as a Maisa Mitzvah as long as ultimately it will produce the Kiyum.
That's correct. As long as this Maisa directly produces the Chetzishon Mitzvah. The Chetzishon Ner. It doesn't have to emerge right now. If it emerges later, it's also good, because that means that this Maisa is the cause, the efficient cause of the Chetzishon Ner. Ram doesn't like that, because Ram holds that the Maisa Mitzvah should be at the same, should coexist with the Chetzishon Mitzvah, not an hour later. Except where it's because it should be, because an hour later it holds there's no Tziruf.
Well, also it's lacking as a Maisa
Pearson. Right. And we paskin kofso ein zokogwa. I mean, so they're going to say, I mean, the other achrayim are going to say that if it's kofso kodem hazman, definitely no good.
Yeah?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah. But why don't you say it's the maisa which will produce in the achronika?
There's no pirsum. It's shraga b'tira mayhanas. There's no chas tishon there.
You
need to do the mitzvah. Make your bracha. Kills go out. Yeah.
Why do you need
to fly
the
mitzvah?
Otherwise, not mitzvah
to the yom. Yeah.
According to the other Rishonim, or is it just Rachonim, or whatever, the other Shita?
Yeah.
So could you say that they held that way to create a unified structure of Mitzvah and Hanukkah?
You mean on Shabbos?
You like Shabbos, is the, according to Rambam, it's funny because you have like a split mitzvah.
Right.
Like, would it be wrong to say that they would have, in theory, that the Rambam as far as better, but they held that making a split mitzvah isn't right. So they wanted a...
That makes sense, because I believe they bring the riot from Erev Shabbos. That makes sense.
Like Rambam himself has to agree that this is a halakha, that this is a structure, so...
Right, that's right. The only thing is, the Rambam would argue that you need a tziruf between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Chetzishon Mitzvah. So, b'chol, there's no tziruf. Right. But on Shabbos, because it's the Yefshur, that creates a tziruf.
Right.
Just like by a ger who makes a bracha l'acha or a tefillah. Because it's the Yefshur kodem. So the Yefshur is the Mitzaref. Practically? What's that?
Practically.
Practically.
So if the
net goes
out after you shoot a 0.6, would you be better?
On Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos. Because
you said
we should
light it at Shia, because we'll go to the Ram and go to the other people's also.
Right.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. And without a Bracha, because of Bracha. Right. That's right. That makes sense. That makes sense. But that's why Rav Henkin mentions also Shia. That's why a lot of Shitas, even though they hold that mainly the Pesach is not like the Rambam, but they hold there's nothing wrong with it, because Shia is both ways. I think it's Maria Abu Ab. Wolves, if you've modeled before. Check it out, Shalom. Yeah, that's an important one. Right.
Sounds like he's arguing,
what's that?
Sounds like he's going to be arguing on Tosfos.
He's arguing on Tosfos, yep. Alright, so let's take Tosfos. Zin
Toma. Amayim Asada, the poser of Madlik, Tadba, Sadi. Kivin Tahanacha, Osimitsva. The Atsu, Mibara, the Luka of Omedes, Mibrika, Fair Sesh, and Tatum.
Right. And it's legal chereshed v'katan. It's good according to him. That's what the taste was mentioned before. Nafkaminim is legal chereshed v'katan. I don't know. I don't understand the taste though. Why does taste have to mention that? Is it nafkaminim whether he has to mean yichah or not? I don't understand. I don't understand what taste says. Maybe somebody has an idea on that.
What's
your question? What? Question is, Taisus, the Boilu at Lokos and Mitzvah says that the Nafkamin is in the Lika Cherishot of a Katna Oinicha. But if you say Anacha, it's a Mitzvah, so then if the Cherishot of a Katna was Madlik and your Maniach is good. But if you say that that at Lokos and Mitzvah, so Cherishot of a Katna is Madlik, it's no good. But why does Taisus have to say that that's the Nafkamina? There's another Nafkamina also. Whether you have to be Menicha. Madlika Menicha or not. Unless Tasis holds. What?
If you're
not a place before you light it. But the nafkamina will be if it was munach shelo l'shem mechanika. So, and that's the nafkamina here. That's the nafkamina here. Well, why do you take the next nafkamina to Gemara, not this nafkamina? I don't know. You what? I can't hear.
Tosfos is trying to explain. The Gemara is using this to explain whether Mavdishim is male or not.
Right.
So why does Tosfos need any Nachmanim? He won't have luck in the male and male just in terms of the Gemara being Nachmanim?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Saying that you already have a Nachmanim from the Gemara itself.
Right.
Chos mitzvah
at lokos mitzvah. You want to take that not from here? Because the bayalu sounds like it's a separate abaya. We had a different abaya. That the abaya stands on its own. That's what Taisa says. The Abaya was on Chereshet V'Katan. I don't know how he knows that was the Abaya. And not the Abaya was whether you need Hanach or not. I don't see what the difference is. But anyways, okay. Well, let's take this thesis. So what's thesis, Kasha? Why does he have to be remodeling? Why doesn't he just take the near dolok? As dolok may have small, and since anocha is a mitzvah, so just be miniach b'mkomo, and now it's by the anocha, you're creating a near shul person. So what does Taisha say? All right, so what's Taisha's answer? I know we did this before, I don't want to contradict ourselves. Yeah, what's his answer? What's the svara? What?
A side question?
According to us, is he saying if it's last night's Hanukkah candle, then it would work?
That's right, it seems so. Not like Rashi.
Well, which
Rashi? Because it all goes to his Madlik of Lashem Shabbos.
Rashi
misses
Halayla.
What? Rashi says even if he was Madlik of Hanukkah. That's definitely right. So what's Taisus Svara? That's the question. What's the Svara in Taisus? So on the surface, when he starts off, he says that it was Madlika Mitzchilos L'Tzarach HaShabbos. So the implication is that since the Hadlaka was L'Tzarach HaShabbos, so now the Hanacha, the Anocha can't render it a Ner Shel Hanukkah. Because implicit in the Ner is Tzarach Shabbos. So the Anocha can't convert it to a Ner Shel Hanukkah. Okay? But let me ask you a question. What?
Isn't Ner Shabbos just like a Ner Kol, really? You can just do the
Ner Shel Shabbos, yes, the Ner Shel Hanukkah.
Right, so then let's say I just light a Ner for no reason, for a Shemesh, and I take that Ner, and I'm a Mafia and a Muna.
Wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good at all.
No. If you lit it to Letzora Chatzmo.
The Gemara says, because the Rose is going to think that, so obviously if you actually do that, it's no good.
Right. So it's Mashma and Taisvis that Letzorach Shabbos is a Mafkia. Right? That Letzorach, since it's Letzorach Shabbos, and now it's Mafkia, the Anocha, L'Shem Ner Hanukkah. But let's say it wasn't Letzorach Shabbos, let's say it was Chereshot of a Cotton, that lit it yesterday. What would you say?
Good.
What?
It seems like it would be good.
It will be good. So continue in Taisus.
He says,
B'cheresh, continue in Taisus. B'cheresh, Tavakatan, Dahasam, Shemadlika Be'ita, Dahasam Shemadlika Be'ita, Nikar Adavar Shemadlika Vashem Chanukah. What is he there for? Mashma. That if the Chereshet V'Kotten was Madlik, a small wouldn't be good.
Right.
The taste is Kasha Rachel and Sefer. Reishi says that in Madlik Tzorcha Shabbos, that's why it's no good. But Chereshet V'Kotten would be good. And the Sefer, he says the Chereshet V'Kotten is good because Madlik B'Ita. But if you Madlik it, a small Chereshet V'Kotten would not be good. It's a difficult taste.
Also,
Sure.
So what are you saying that by the first of the carpet, he's saying it's nigger that he lit it with same Hanukkah?
Right.
But like, is there such a thing as like, is this first of the carpet, so he doesn't have dots?
Exactly.
What do you mean he's mazel the same Hanukkah?
That's a good question.
Isn't the lacha like, if they have like a maisa? If it's mukha from the maisa, then you do attribute it to? Like hata?
Nikra dover.
It's mukha from the maisa. There's like a...
It's very hard to say that a shota was mavlik l'shem Hanukkah. Well, the cotton. You tell me you can't tell he's a shota. Cotton is hard also. I mean. A 3-year-old kid is going to light a menorah. You're going to say L'shem Hanukkah? I mean, I don't think so. It doesn't mean cutting Shigil Achinoch.
Ready?
Yeah.
If this is a case of Erev Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos, isn't when the Erev Shabbos comes on Friday, even though it's during the day, isn't that the Ita? Because Friday, the Ace is pushing us.
What?
When Tosa says Bikita over here, isn't it the case that he does not mean after Shkia because it's case on Friday? So even before Shkia would be Bikita?
Even before Shkia.
Is it case of Shabbos?
It says the awesome Shemadlika Bikita that the Chereshot Vakat was Madlikit in the right time. It's not speaking on Shabbos. It's speaking in general. It's not speaking on Shabbos over there. It's speaking in a regular case of Chereshot Vakat. Since he's madlik a beita, it's nicker that it's l'shem Hanukkah. But if he was madlik it may esmo, it would not. Apparently, it would not be nicker. Or if it was madlik it not beita from before, so then it wouldn't be good. But from the reisha's mashma, that it's only because it's l'shem Shabbos it's not good. But let's say the chereshot v'katan lit it yesterday. Let's say the chereshot v'katan lit it the night before. So apparently it would be good.
L'shem Hanukkah.
The Chereshot V'katan can't light L'shem Hanukkah.
But the night before, was it Ika?
What?
The night before, it was a case where it would have been.
Where? If the Chereshot V'katan.
Let's say it's two nights of time. The first night, the Chereshot V'katan lit it at a time when it's not.
But where does he say? Yeah, but let's say the Chereshot V'katan, in a regular case, the Chereshot V'katan lit it in the daytime, middle of the day. How would they solve? It's not nicker.
Right.
But the problem is that it's not nicker. But so why does Taisa say the problem is that it was because of L'shem Shabbos?
That's exactly the same problem. Both of them are needs to be a so it's not nicker, that's Pilsen, so it's not Pilsen.
I don't understand.
Why didn't your Shabbos in
Rosh Hashanah? Let me ask you a question. According to Taisvis, if it was lit by a Chereshot V'katan, but there was no Hanacha, an Erev Shabbos, so then, but it was lit during that Zman, are you going to say Taisvis holds the next day that it's good? Because it was lit in the Zman from yesterday? But it was never a near Hanukkah. Chereshot V'katan just went around and lit a candle right before Shabbos. No one did anything to it. What would you say? Would you say the next day that you could do it? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think Taisus means that. Taisus means that the Chereshot V'katan have to light it in the Zman of that night. Not a day before.
that you didn't do a halacha.
I mean, even in the same, don't you have to say it's just the mice ad laka which makes it nigga?
It's what?
That it's just the mice ad laka which say in that's man which makes it nigga that it's a tzarech.
And it's a tzarech? Then, so what's the difference we did it for Shabbos? Why don't we say it? And that's mine, it's Nicker. Because his Kavana was the same Shabbos. Because his Kavana. So then Cherishot V'Katan would be good.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, though. I don't think that's what he's saying.
Right.
Tell me the Cheresh Advocate that littered Erev Shabbos, that now you could be just do Hanach on it and it's fine. Right? Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Rashi, I mean, the Pesach seems to say that it's Nicker because he's doing it right now in a time when it's the Chi of a Mitzvah.
So when does it become Nicker, though? Before or after you do the Hanach? I mean, the Kosher of the Katan lights in the air, and then you do the Hanukkah. So it's Nicker when they light it, or it's Nicker when you do Hanukkah?
I don't know. I mean, that's part of the same thesis. Depends how you formulate it. It's part of how you formulate the thesis.
The reason you say it's Nicker in the Hadlaka, so then what it matters to me is once the Hadlaka is Nicker, the Hadlaka is Nicker.
No, it can't be. That's not possible. Because thesis means in the time of the mitzvah, right now. He doesn't. Yesterday, the Cheresh Advocat happened to light it at that time. That's why it's nicker that it was L'Shem Chani. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Nothing has to make sense.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
What's Kovei the Ner Pearson? The Roeh.
Okay.
So therefore, if it was lit Bisman Shabbos, so it was never qualified as being Kovei the Ner Pearson.
Right.
So that's why it works. So even if a shote, even if he lights it, doesn't have to be a ma'isa mitzvah. As long as it would appear to the roeh, it was lit in the proper zman that it qualifies as ner pirsum, that's the koveya. You can light it all you want, l'shem mitzvah. There's no roeh, it's not a ner pirsum.
That was yesterday. You're saying if the Cheresh Advocat lit yesterday, it'd be good?
When did he light it?
He lit Erev Shabbos.
He lit it Erev Shabbos. So then a roeh would say it was lit for the purpose of Shabbos. As a Ner Tashmish.
So Cheresh Advocat would not be good. You mean you're saying if the Cheresh Advocat on Erev Shabbos, I'd say also it's L'shem Shabbos.
Right.
That's me saying.
Yes.
The problem is the Cheresh Advocat, you can't say lit it for anything. It's just a narrative. Stop.
So then you're saying that the Cheresh Advocat. That they can't have Daat and it should be Pukhanaka. But here the question is, will the Ches HaShalnei be a Ner Pirsum? So we don't care what the Katan's Daat is. The question is, what is the nature of this Ner? Will it be something which is being used? It will be something which is only for demonstration, for Pirsum. So when you lit it for Shabbos, so that now it's, what type of Ner is it? It's a Ner of Tashmish. But if Ches of the Katan lights it, it's not a Ner of Tashmish, because they didn't designate it for anything. And no one's using it, so now you could then do a Hanukkah on it and treat it as a new Hanukkah, because it functions just as well for a new person. But if they live it during the day, so then it's Nikol Nisachol that's going to be a new Tashmish, so you can't redesignate it.
So therefore, you're saying that what? How are you answering the kasha?
I'm saying you need the Ita in order to make it in a Chetz, a new person.
You're saying if you lit it Friday before Shabbos, so then it was L'shem Chanukah?
When is
Chanukah?
Even if it's Friday before Shabbos for Chanukah that night?
Yeah. Yeah. It was Chanukah. Yeah.
So then, yes, that'd be fine.
That'd be fine. That makes sense to you.
Because that's the Ita.
That's the Ita. The Ita takes
Friday night is the first night of content, you're lighting it to Friday night?
Anything makes sense.
I'm confused on the case.
Doesn't make any sense. They're going to tell me there's a guy that was lit from the day before by a shaita because he happened to light it in that time, that that's why this shaita...
Friday the day before was Friday as Ner Chanukah.
What?
Friday for that night, Ner Chanukah that night?
Yeah. No, he just lit it. The shaita lit it right before Shabbos.
Did it right before Shabbos to be yotzi to you Friday night Ner Chanukah? And you can do Hanukkah right then?
If you did Hanukkah right then, that'll be fine.
That is totally fine.
Yeah, but not for the next day. This is like this. Now you see, Tesis holds that the Hanachos and Mitzvah means that you Mitzarif the Hadlaka, the Hanachos Mitzarif the Hadlaka to near Shulchanaka. Okay? The Hanachos Mitzarif, the Ner that's Doluk to a Ner Shulchanaka. It's Mitzarif the Hadlaka L'Shem Chanukah. Of course, the Hadlaka is also a component of the Ner. So the Hanachos Mitzarif it. It's Mitzarif the Hadlaka L'Shem Chanukah. So there's two problems. What's that?
What do you mean by
Mitzarif?
Is it an actualization of
Hadlaka? In other words, it endows the Hadlaka with a shame, Chanukah.
Right, okay.
So the thing is like this, that if it's L'Shem Shabbos, which means it's L'Shem Hanor, so then the Hanukkah could never be Mitzarif to a near Chanukah. Okay? Now, Chereshot of a Cotton is a different problem. By Chereshot of a Cotton, there is no purpose in the Hadlaka. It's a purposeless Hadlaka. It has no purpose. You know, by the case of Shabbos, the problem is it has the wrong designation, but it has a designation. So once it has a designation with Shem Shabbos, you can't be Mitzarif it anymore. L'Shem Chanukah. But the Chereshot of a Katan is a different problem. It's not a problem of a wrong designation. It's a problem of it's just a Ma'is Hadlaka without any objective, without any designation. So that's a different kind of a problem. Over there, Taisa says, so how do you Mitzaref that Ner that has no objective and no purpose? So the answer is, if it's Bizman HaMitzvah, Be'itah, so then, because he took it, it was lit to Ita, and he takes it and he's meniach it, so it's mitzarif it l'shem Chanukah. Maybe he's the mitzarif of the Ita. So Chereshot of a Katan would not be good. But it's the same svara. Svara is because you need a mitzarif.
Rabbi, can you repeat that point? You're fading in and out a little bit.
Okay. You need a mitzarif. In other words, according to Taisvis, the Anochas mitzarif the Hadlaka l'shem Chanukah. Okay? So if his objective was l'shem Shabbos, so you can't be mitzarif that Hadlaka to a near Chanukah. Okay? That's the problem with an ordinary person. It's either designated L'Shem Chanukah or else it's designated L'Shem Davarach, L'Shem Anah. Okay? That's the problem with a regular person. But a Chereshot of a Katan presents a different kind of a problem. It's a Hadlaka shel Mashu, Mabakach. I mean, it has no designation at all. It's just a pure Ma'is Hadlaka. So how are you mitzaref that Hadlaka to L'Shem Chanukah? That was in Tesis Kasha, that why should it be worse than Chereshot V'Katan? Okay, it's just a plain Hadlaka. So Tesis has to explain that the Chereshot V'Katan is not just a plain, you could take any Hadlaka and be mitzaref it. But the reason why it can be mitzaref the chereshot of a cotton is because it's just a maisa, it's a purposeless maisa hadlaka. But since the hadlaka was be'ito and he takes it be'ito and he is meniach it, so the be'ito is mitzaref it. The be'ito is mitzaref the hadlaka l'shem Chanukah. So in the purposeless hadlaka, the be'ito is mitzaref, but you always need a mitzaref. See, Taisa is answering the premise of his original question. The premise of the original question is, if a ner is dolok, why is it any worse than a chereshot of a katan? So he has to reinterpret chereshot of a katan. That chereshot of a katan is not locha that any ner that's dolok, the hanacha is the mitzvah, and the whole mitzvah lies in the hanacha, and even a purposeless hadlaka could become Ne'er Chanukah through a Maisa Hanacha, because if that's the case, so what's the difference between that it was lit from Shabbos? Why should that be a difference? So Taisa has to answer, no, you can't, it's not that the Hanacha is a mitzvah, that the Hanacha itself fully creates the Ne'er Chanukah by the Hanacha itself. The Adlaka is also a factor, and the Hanacha has to be Mitzarif, the Adlaka. So by Chereshot of a Katan, what's the Mitzarif? The be'ito is the mitzaref, and by a gadol, what's mitzaref is the purpose. So if he lit it yesterday l'shem Chanukah, so then you can be mitzaref it now l'shem Chanukah once he does the hanacha. But if he lit it l'tzor ko before on erev Shabbos, so he can't be mitzaref it anymore. Basis introducing is changing his concept from the hanacha being the whole Koveya, and no matter what that luck is, as long as it's mudlak, it's good, to the concept of that luck is something to contend with in order to create a Ner Chanukah, but the Hanacha is mitzaref that luck to Ner Chanukah. So by Chereshot V'Katan, it's not the Chereshot V'Katan, you just have it lit. And that's enough. As long as it's lit, everything now is kavur by the hanacha. If that were the case, then there wouldn't be any problem with nothing mechaber than there. But what the case of the chereshot of a katan is that it is a problem because it's a purposeless hadlaka and it requires a mitzaref. And you have a mitzaref of be'ito. But by a gadol, there's no things of purposeless hadlaka. It's either hadlaka l'shem Chanukah, in which case the hanacha could be mitzarefit, or it's hadlaka l'shem Shabbos, in which case it cannot be mitzarefit. That's what Taisus is saying. He's changing his premise. It's not that the hanacha is the whole koveya of l'shem Chanukah. The hanacha is koveya the hadlaka. And that's why b'chereshot v'katan, if he did it from yesterday, it wouldn't be any good. Taisus doesn't mean that it would be good b'chereshot v'katan from yesterday. That's a misinterpretation based on just learning the pshat without the concept. Chereshot V'Katan from yesterday would definitely not be good because there's no mitzaref. Hadlaka has to be b'shas ma'isa in order to be mitzaref.
But if you lit it yesterday for Ner Chanukah, it would work?
What? Ner Chanukah, yeah.
Okay, so why can't we say when he lit it stam yesterday?
No, because that's a purposeless hadlaka.
No, but could have been purpose with yesterday's
Ner. No. You don't understand. We don't say the Chereshot V'Katan lit it for Chanukah because the Shota can't light anything for anything.
I understand, but we infer that it could be actualized.
So no. It's because immediately after it was lit, you take it and you meniach it l'shem Chanukah that's kaveret. It's the immediacy of the Maisa Hanacha right after the Hadlaka that's Mitzaref. Yes.
How do you take a purposeless Hadlaka and render it l'shem Chanukah?
What?
How do you take a purposeless hadlaka and render it l'shem Chanukah?
You're giving it a purpose. Because it was just lit, you're taking it and you're giving it a purpose.
Mm-hmm. You mean the Maisa Hanacha reflects immediately upon the hadlaka?
That's correct.
So it has to really be right afterwards, in other words.
That's right, it has to be right afterwards. That's what Taisus means, be'ito.
Got it. What about like before? It's like waiting for a purpose.
Purposeless,
and then you come in and give it.
But by doing that nothing, you're saying that was really the purpose of the shorta. That's why he did it.
Say again.
By doing that nothing, you're not inferring the fact that that was the purpose of the shorta's lighting it.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
Right. So what are you doing?
In the nair. Are you giving the nair a functionality?
You're rendering the hadlaka b'tzorach Hanukkah by taking a nair that was just lit for no purpose and being meiniach l'shem Hanukkah. You're giving it a purpose.
You're giving the hadlaka a purpose?
Yes, exactly.
What
it's like, let's say you need a light in the room and a shota happened to lit. You grab the light and you take it and you say you use it. So now you're giving it a purpose. He just happened to light it at the right time. He didn't have any purpose. But you're taking that purposeless hadlaka and you're rendering it. He lit it just in the right time. Let's use it for this. So that renders the hadlaka l'shem Hanukkah. You're giving it a purpose. But you can't do it from yesterday. That's not possible. But Tesis is not close to himself because Tesis is answering his question from Chereshot of a Katan, because the assumption was Chereshot of a Katan means no matter what, not that you mitzarif, you give it a purpose, but even anything that's lit, the Hanukkah accomplishes the full Kriyas L'Shem Hanukkah. If that's the case, so then why do you have to put it out? If the Hanukkah accomplishes the whole thing, even if you lit it L'Shem Shabbos, it should be good. But that's why Tesis has to introduce the idea that the Chereshot of a Katan is not just an ordinary light that was lit. But the Chereshot of a Katan's lighting it at the right time and you're taking it and being meniach it, that's what accomplishes it. So therefore, you need a mitzaref to render the adlaka. Not that we don't contend with the adlaka at all, and the anacha is the entire mitzvah, the entire kaveya. We have to contend with the adlaka, but we have to render the adlaka l'shem Hanukkah. And that's why by the shota it's done by a purposeless action, you can do it by immediately being meniach. So therefore, you immediately meniach, you give that luck a purpose. But in the case of a sane person and not a shota, so if it was l'shem Hanukkah, then he could do it. But if it was not l'shem Hanukkah, it was l'shem Atzmo, you can't be mitzarfet anymore. Yes.
If a gadol lit it during the day of
L'Shem
Hanukkah, would
that also be good? Can't
light during the day of L'Shem Hanukkah. Sorry? Yes. I think the Hanukkah was still a good push, so since I still went to Messiah for you this month, or not?
What?
Let's see the Hanukkah, and then the Shota came in later.
Hey, that's a good question. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Good question. According to the Ramban, it certainly wouldn't be good. What? Wouldn't even be good if a gadol is that way. That's right. According to Tesis, I don't know. It's stop or not.
So you're saying if he lit it not
be ita,
right? Then it would just remain a purposeless adlaka.
Then it's too late.
Then it's just a purposeless adlaka.
Then it's like there was no adlaka. The expediency gives it a purpose. But you can't. In other words, if like let's say for instance it was getting like I said before, let's say it's getting dark in your house and you needed to search for something. And the shota came along and lit a lamp, and you took it. So what you're doing is, it's like, oh, look how fortuitous. The guy lit this lamp just in the right time. Now I could use it for this. So that gives it a purpose. But if you came into the house and the lamp was lit from a month ago, you can't say that that's giving that hadlaka a purpose. It's there. That's it. You're not giving that hadlaka a purpose.
I see. How do you give the Maisa Hadlaka a purpose? Are you just giving like the Nair a purpose? Like when you come into the room and he lights the candle. So now, the candle has no purpose, but then you use it right away, and then there is a purpose. But,
yeah, but it reflects on the hadlaka.
On the mice hadlaka?
On the hadlaka, on the whole hadlaka, on the whole institution.
And he definitely didn't do it for any purpose.
You're giving his adlaka a purpose. You're giving, you can't splinter this off. You're giving his adlaka, he did adlaka just in the proper moment, and you're giving it a purpose. There's nothing more to say about that. There's nothing to splinter up in.
Okay.
That's all you need in order to create an Ner Hanukkah. Yes.
This is on different, same issue, just a different point.
Yes.
Does, now that we're saying that there is something to the hadlaka, even if you hold the hanukkah osa mitzvah, does that affect what we said in bizui mitzvah?
Bizui mitzvah. What?
Because now, like minyer l'ner, if you hold it's hanukkah. If you hold hanukkah, miner l'ner still would be a problem. It's not, but now we're saying that hadlaka is part of the mitzvah, even if you hold hanukkah.
Well, not it's part of the mitzvah. Well, we always said it's tanoia mitzvah. That we always said. Oh. That we're not changing.
Okay. That
yeah. The question is how you include it. Does the hanukkah do the whole job, or the hanukkah needs help of a mitzaris? Okay.
Hello?
The question we're left with is Rashi. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos?
Rabbi, can I ask this question on Tosfos?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you explain the lashon of Tosfos?
Which part?
Yeah, it says, Asam Shemadlika Bita Nikar Hadavar Shemadlika Shemchan.
He doesn't mean the Shota. He means the guy himself.
But Shehu Madlika.
I know. You can't be that medactic in the Lashon over there. I know that Lashon. I was waiting for somebody to ask that question. That's what he means. He's just expressing it in a Derech Mashal, like as if he was Madlika himself. Because he wants to show you that the Hadlaka has a purpose. It's as if he's Madlika himself.
Nigga, that's what it was,
yeah. He means the guy that's Kaveya. He's using an expression. He's not using precise technical language here because he wants to get the concept across.
Does that have to do with the Roa, or is it just...
I have to get into that.
It's like
whatever. Whatever.
It's like he was lighting it with Shem Chanukah, supposed to say? When the Chirish like lights it, you take it right away. It's as if you lit it with Shem Chanukah.
Whatever, right. It means it's as if he lit a L'Shem Chanukah. It's as if he lit a L'Shem Chanukah. That, Lashon's not exact. He wrote that way because he has to do something which is conceptual, and physically it's not the same thing. So he's showing you that Madlik at L'Shem Chanukah, because of the Zman, and because of the Kviyas. He took advantage of it in the Zman, so therefore, Madlik at L'Shem Chanukah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
thank you. I don't know if your question is, does he mean the Shota, does he mean the... I don't think he means the Gavra. He means that it was mudlak with Shem Chanukah. That's what it means. That's it. I can't. That's the Lashon. But I think it doesn't bother me. I think it's good. Okay. Then I think it's definitely a pshat in the Taisis. Now the next thing you got to do is Rashi. Think about Rashi. I'm not going to take away your opportunity to think about it.
Thanks.
All right, so what's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? That's what you have to worry about.
Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, according to Tosfos, if he was menichol l'shem Hanukkah on Friday night, so then on Motzei Shabbos, he would just have to be menichol. If it was madlikim menichol l'shem Hanukkah. According to Rashi, it doesn't work. So what's the machlokes basically? I mean, where would you go as a first step in this machlokes? Tosfos argues, on the surface, it would seem that Tosfos' argument is good, that it was hudluk b'shem Chanukah. So therefore, through the maisa of Hanacha, so you can be mitzarif the ner shel Chanukah, and into the maisa of Hanacha, so it'll be Hanacha l'shem Chanukah. Correct? Yeah, well, but why does Rashi disagree? The simplest statement would be that Rashi maintains Hadlaka Shalasmal is not Matsurif. Of course, it's Hadlaka Shalasmal. Okay? Right? You can't Mitzaf Hadlaka Shalasmal. Hadlaka Shalasmal is gone.
Right.
Okay? All right, that's Ramban's first answer. Kol Hadlaka de Esmal, wa Meskashra Yom. That's the Ramban. See, Lutzarko Dadlaka, what Ramban is grabbing onto Lutzarko Dadlaka doesn't mean you need positive evidence that it was Lutzarko Dadlaka. He means that any ner that is not muchach, that it's a ner shel Chanukah, so what are you going to say? You're going to say it gives the appearance of an ordinary ner, which is a ner shel tashmish, so it's the circle. So in other words, what do you say? So now let's put the Ramban together. So what is Ramban saying, basically? See, Chereshet V'katan is good. Why? I got luck or was not luck, l'shem ner shel person, but because you're being mitzarifit. That's what we said. What we said in Tosfos, muchach from Ramban, both from this teretz and the next teretz, is even more. So, in other words, if it's just adlaka sam, but if it's immediately, if you take the adlaka and you use it for your meiniach l'shem Chanukah, so the your lamafreya, so to speak, you're in retrospect, you're rendering the adlaka l'shem Chanukah, because you're making use of, you're giving it the purpose. If it's an immediate adlaka, so you immediately use l'shem Chanukah. So you're giving it the purpose of l'shem Chanukah, so the adlaka becomes qualified too. But he's saying something else, though. He's saying something else. So why does the Ramban maintain that ner shel esmol is absolutely no good? If you ask the Ramban to explain himself, in other words, that I lit it yesterday l'shem Chanukah, so why is there no tziruf? Okay? That's exactly right. That's the answer. That's what the Ramban maintains. That the tziruf is measured by the roa. That's why he says that kiven the meesmol he haroa omer letzarko hu daadlako esmol the loyadi hashtol amai hadlako esmol. In other words, yesterday's adlaka is gone, so there's no the roa doesn't see yesterday's adlaka. So what does he see? He sees an er shel tashmish. Kol adlaka. That's why he sums it up. Kol adlaka desmol lo meskashra yom. Okay, so that's Ramban. That's Ramban's argument. That it goes by the roa, and the roa doesn't see any tziruf between adlaka yikay roa and the roa. From the roa's standpoint, there's no tziruf between adlaka esmol and hanochas hayom. So that's be a tziruf between the two. That's Ramban's answer. Okay, so that really explains who. That explains Rashi. In other words, if the roa sees. I mean, you have to hear the idea. If the roa sees that you're making use of something that was lit by a cherishad of a katan l'shem Chanukah, so the roa is mitzarif it, that this is the l'shem Chanukah is in the ner, is in the adlaka, because you're making immediate use of it, l'shem Chanukah. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is saying the exact same thing. Okay, but Tosfos disagrees on one point. What's the point? I'm getting a little closer now. What is the thesis agree on?
Could be.
Yeah, why? Tosfos himself says the roa is the kaveh when it comes to chereshet v'katan. V'lekach gara miyadlika chereshet v'katan dehosam shemadlika be'ita nikar hadavah shemadlika l'shem Chanukah. What?
Nikar
Nikar Dava. So it goes by the Roa. So it goes by. So Taisvis also agrees that the Roa is a Mitzarif. But he grieves, but he holds that not, that the Roa is a Mitzarif. Or, in other words, the Kfiyas Haner. The Kfiyas Haner is Mitzarif. Because the Kfiyas Haner, we hold Anachos and Mitzvah. So the essence is Anachos. So the Kfiyas Haner is Mitzarif. That's what Taisvis holds. That's what we have saying in Taisvis.
What
creates? Well, Kfiyas is something which exists now. Adlok is gone. But Kfiyas is something which you can understand exists. It has a Kfiyas, and the Kfiyas on there is, remains. So the Ner was Kavod L'Shem Chanukah. It still stands. So that's what Taisvis maintains. That the Kfiyas on there L'Shem Chanukah is Mitzarif. So either Taisvis holds either the Ro is Mitzarif, or the Kfiyas on there L'Shem Chanukah is Mitzarif. Rashi and the Ramban hold that only the Roa is Mitzarif. Apparently what he's saying is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Asiyas Ner Chanukah. The Asiyas Ner Chanukah. And the Hadlaka is a part of the Asiyas Haner. So he's saying, but the Kiyum is in the Hanocha. The Kiyum is in the Hanocha. So he asked Madlika B'yado, okay, and the Mitzarif, between the Hadlaka and between the Hanacha is his Maisa. In other words, it's Biyado and he puts it down. So he has to learn differently at Liga Cheresh Advokat. That Liga Cheresh Advokat means when it was Biyado. That's right, but it's still Biyado. I mean, that much it would seem...
Of the
Gadol. I mean, I can't see how he could say it differently because he's saying even if you lie to yourself, yes, you have to make Liga Biyado. So Cheresh Advokat also has to be Biyado. He's saying that the Asiyas Haner of Hadlaka is because he is controlling it. He's controlling the Esh, the Shalhevis, the Ner. So it doesn't matter if a Cheresh Advokat lit it, but it's not Makev, because he is involved in Asiyas Haner, because he's holding it, he's controlling it, and then he's putting it in its place. So you don't need Hadlaka. You don't need his hadlaka. Because the hadlaka is under him. He's holding it. So it doesn't matter who did the mice hadlaka. It's the ne'er dolok that has to be under his control.
So
he's holding it, so it's under his control, and now he puts it down, and that's the ultimate asiyah is completed by putting it down. But he has to be involved, like you said, he has to be involved in hadlaka, and that's called involved in hadlaka. That he's holding it.
Rabbi?
That's the way I have to learn the Ramban. It's interesting, Ramban.
You do it from yesterday?
What? You need a Hadlaka Kshera. You have to Machshid Hadlaka because Hadlaka is part of Asiyas Haner. So he holds you can't Machshid Hadlaka L'mafreya. If it was Munach already and you're Madlik, so Hadlaka is Bepsul, so it's gone. But the Hadlaka itself must be Miskasha. That's why he says, Hilkachsach L'chabosul L'agbiol Hadlika V'lasas Anacha B'hechsher. It means the whole thing has to be done by Hechsher. So the Hadlaka is by Hechsher, if it's Biyado. But if it was Munach, the Hadlaka is gone. So now you can't bring it back anymore.
So what's the Asiyah process? From Hadlaka?
Yeah, from Hadlaka, the Asiyah process from Hadlaka, and the ultimate fulfillment is the Hanacha. But it's a whole process of Asiyah Saner. That's the pshat he likes. It's a good pshat. It makes no sense. So the whole Hanacha means there's a process of Asiyas Haner, which begins with Hadlaka L'Shem Chanukah, and it ends, its climax is in the process of Hanacha. Hanacha is when the Chalos Shem Ner Chanukah emerges. That's true. The Ramban is based on Biyado, because it's Asiyas Haner. So that's why it has to be Biyado.
And in fact, Rashi has that you don't have to.